For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Cars, one search.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time once again, as we get to the end of the week, for the DJ Beers, sort of an exclusive radio club, if you will, to you're a part of the club. That's a cool thing. Jennifer Horn is, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirsten, along with Doug Steffen, to review the charts from Talkers Magazine every week at end of week. We take an hour to sort of be a coupling with the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison to have our input on the top 10 stories and the list of people that are published both at Talkers, Talkers.com, and on the DJV social media and website, DJVshow.com. So let's go through the list. Maybe we'll pick a few things out as we go through, and then we can spend more time on the things that you want to spend time on, ladies. Number 10, the winter weather situation. People on the East Coast being affected this weekend by a snowstorm, depending on where you were coming up the East Coast, a small amount in Washington. But I think they've had more snow in Washington this year than they had there for a long, long time. Normally, Washington, I remember when I was working there, was kind of cool because when we got to February, it was time to start planting stuff, fully a month ahead of what we have here in New England. Anyway,
early
so
spring,
that.
Yeah, with all yeah, the yeah. cherry blossoms come out in oh, yeah. by April, right? Or March?
It's fabulous. Yeah, it really is. Okay, so that's the weather story. You always talk about the weather, and people grouse. It almost goes hand in hand when you have a conversation about the weather. Oh, those weather forecasters, they don't know anything. They're stupid. They lie. They don't dare. This, that. It's a very in. It, I think it's become, it's much more interesting because they have much more data at their disposal, and I think they are more accurate, it would seem. It's fascinating, even if they aren't right, how they get it down. Have you ever watched the Weather Channel and see how these guys, they go county by county with whatever's going on?
My grandmother used to watch that for 4 hours every day. She's kind of meditative or something.
Excuse me.
My grandmother, you live in North Carolina. You don't have to keep like, the weather's
what's the weather going to be like in Abilene today?
Pay attention to hurricane season, and that's pretty much it.
That's it, yep. Number 9 on the story list this week, the NFL playoffs. I was talking about the interview Bob Costas did with Al Michaels, who will do the play-by-play of the Super Bowl again this year, and what a fabulous, if you get a chance and you got HBO, check that interview out. But anyway, back to the players, they were talking a lot about Brady. Certainly he continues to be the story or a story. Are there other people? Aaron Rodgers is number 10 on the people list, so how does he play into all of this, ladies? What do you think?
Well, I think he was really – they expected him to win. It was kind of an upset when the 49ers won over the Green Bay Packers. But now the question is not if he's going to retire. Like, people are looking at Brady. Is this it? They're looking to see if he's going to stick with Green Bay or if he's going to move somewhere else. And there have been a ton of Internet rumors. I think the latest one I saw was that he wants to go to Denver. And then people are saying, well, if he ever wants to win a championship again, he won't go to Denver. It's just a lot of speculation about his future. I don't know. As much as he complained about being a Green Bay Packer at the beginning of this season, I don't see him moving to another team right now. He seemed to gel with them. They played really well this season. They were great. So, we'll see.
Mm. All right. There's a comment, ladies and gentlemen. There are lots of them. People are all worked up about this. The ratings, despite what I say, I'm just a lone voice in the wilderness, apparently, when it comes to the safety of football, especially when you're in high school or college. But the interest in the NFL games is bigger, heavier, more expensive for advertisers than it ever ever has been. And there's more of it around. You can find it more on the radio. You can find more of it streaming, more of it on television. Is there a night during the week that there isn't a football game on?
Oh, my gosh. There is. No, I know. It's on every night. Because my husband, being a sports enthusiast the way he is, he's always got his phone with some game on. And I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. It's a Tuesday night. What are you watching?
Yeah. Yeah,
it just feels like it's every
night.
Give it
a rest, Fred.
It's Saturday, it's Sunday, it's Monday, and then it's Thursday. It's just, it's a lot.
It's glorious.
Yeah. Oh, well, speaking of, well, if we're going to stay in football talk then, we haven't mentioned Ben Roethlisberger announcing his retirement.
Oh, right.
Age 39 from Pittsburgh, and so he's hanging up his cleats.
Well, and we knew this was coming, and as much as I cannot stand the Steelers being a Browns fan, I loved the way the last home game of the regular season, how they sent him off. They just gave him a really great send-off. The crowd was cheering for him, and you could see the appreciation and the respect amongst all the players, even the other team. It was
he's been
it
on
really
the team
was
for
a beautiful
a long
thing.
Time too.
Oh my gosh, he's played forever.
Forever,
and,
right?
But you know, the thing that's nice about that, and the reason that I don't think it's Tom Brady's last game, is that I just don't think that Tom Brady would do that to himself. He loves football so much. I don't think you just want to go off into the night and say, yep, that was it. I'm hanging it up. Unless you're injured or something. But when you make a decision, then you know what you're playing for. You get the accolades. I mean, I don't know. That's why I think the speculation is kind of silly at this point. I mean, maybe we could be wrong and Tom Brady goes, but wouldn't he want to go in the direction of Ben Roethlisberger, also a future Hall of Famer, who's able to say thank you to the fans and they can say thank you to him? It seems like there's closure there.
Yeah. Well,
I just don't feel like Brady's ready to retire.
Brady's 44 and he's not ready.
No, he's still too healthy.
Yeah. He's too healthy to retire.
Yeah, he is.
He's so good still.
Yeah.
Okay, number 8 on the story list. The big tech problems is social media. Victoria has been covering this week what's going on at Intel as part of the countdown. But in the terms of social media, probably the Neil Young thing. He not too intelligently said, look, it's either him or me. And so Spotify said, it's him, not you.
I'd be curious. Found out it's not 1973 anymore. So.
I would be curious how many spins Neil Young even gets on Spotify.
Yeah.
I feel like his core audience is definitely doing vinyl, maybe some 8-track. I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know that Spotify even took a hit.
But you know what? It was good because it called attention to what Rogan is doing and the Rogan deal.
He's allowed
not
his opinion. I mean, I think he's a moron, but he's allowed his opinions.
Rogan or Neil
Rogan.
Young?
Neil Young, too.
Both at this point.
Yeah. Neil Young.
I feel like we have to get out of this, and we talked about this on the DJV show this week. Get out of this realm. Like, if you don't agree with me, you can't say anything. It's like homogenized thinking is so boring. I mean, I know it seems like it's nice on the surface, but you know what? It's the variety is a spice of life, and let live and let live. Just let people say their stuff.
I think
agree with it or don't.
Well, also, there's so many options. If you don't want to hear it, you don't have to.
Yeah, right.
I don't listen to Joe Rogan's podcast. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't care about what he thinks. Whether I like him or agree with him or not, I don't really care. There's so many people with so many opinions. Shut the hell up.
So many other options, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. How about thinking for yourself? Duh. Number 7, what, Jennifer?
That's it. Think for yourself, duh.
Yeah, right, exactly. What's wrong with you? You can't think for yourself. All right, that reminds me of the, actually, before we leave number 8, Bongino was off on a toot this week. I don't know. I shouldn't. I don't have any. I don't really. He's one of those people. I don't care what he says either. But he's great at calling attention to himself. And it seems to work to a certain extent because he's somebody who's not a seasoned talk personality at all. But yet he's getting an audience on Westwood and the Westwood stations, the Cumulus stations. And, you know, he started, what, a couple of months ago by saying, my company's not is making me, is mandating that everybody get a shot, and I've had them, but I don't agree, and I want them to change their policy, which they didn't do. And he suggested at first he was going to quit, and he didn't do that either. So,
but now I think it's because the Supreme Court mandate was down. I don't think there's, like, the government.
Maybe. Well, but didn't he get taken off of YouTube this week because of more of the same crap?
YouTube, which is another thing that's just ridiculous.
Why? Yeah, it is. I mean, the guy's a moron, as far as I'm concerned, but he had a has a right to have a platform.
I don't know. I was listening to him, so I was really slow. Anybody who was going to take over for Rush is, you know, it's a tough hill to climb.
It is.
But I was listening to him a little bit more because he's on when I get off of my L.A. program in the market, and I always do, like, bingo, right? I'm always popping around trying to figure out who's talking about what. And as for someone who didn't come from a talk radio background, I don't think he's half bad, actually. I think he's definitely better than some of the people who are podcasters who try to transition to the radio.
He's better than Ben, for sure. He's on the same network. But Ben's not a talk guy. He's a social media guy.
Shapiro.
Ben Shapiro. Sorry. Right. And so, I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say he's a moron. He's obviously smarter than the average duck to be able to play.
But I also like about him, and I don't know him, so I have no allegiance to him. But one of the things that I like about him is that he is a business. He's got a lot of diverse interests. Like, he's a businessman. Yeah. When social media platforms were kicking him off, he created his own social media platform.
Yeah, smart.
And so, I mean, there's nothing. I don't know. When people tend to diversify their talents, I have a respect for that because it's not the easiest thing to do, and it's hard to have your foot in your hand in multiple businesses.
Right.
I know from experience it's a hard lot to kind of go down.
Yes, both of
but
us
he's
do.
Doing
yeah.
it, and right. so yeah. I mean I think that's kind of a
it's okay.
cool thing.
I maybe shouldn't be so tough on. I what really bothers me not so much him as all these people touting or blowing the same horn. And I'll tell you, this kid, Ken Matthews, I took a couple of shots at him, having listened to him once or twice when he was on for Rush. But I did listen to him a little bit more this past week. And it actually, that's not it's of all of them, that may be the most interesting one. Anyway, it all depends on your flavor. And it's the flavor of the day, the month, whatever. Number seven, we have time for this. What's going on? Florida, DeSantis, and the pandemic, and all of the Surgeon General said, what is it? Why do we isolate Florida out? I guess as much as anything, because of DeSantis going back and forth with Donald Trump, and that has nothing to do with the Surgeon
General. No,
they're
not going back and forth. They said there's no Ron and Don thing going on, which I thought was kind of funny, a Ron and Don thing. But
Ron Don, yes.
What happened this week is that the administration, the Biden administration, was holding back, and the FDA was holding back the doling out of monoclonal antibodies to Florida. Now, some people have said that they don't work. I know people who have had a good experience with them.
They don't work against Omicron. That's been proven.
Yeah, but neither does the vaccine, and we're still doling that out. I mean, it's like, I don't know. And so they want to take it away from Florida.
The vaccine does work against Omicron, so that's not true.
Well, I mean, people are still getting it. It's not a true vaccine because people
are still getting it. Right, but monoclonal antibodies are when you're really, really sick in the hospital. You can only get them in the hospital.
And so
but
they're taking
they don't
that
work
away from
Omicron.
Florida, and DeSantis is fighting back.
All right, anyway, so there it is. There's no, obviously, there's no straight line in that deal. The January 6th thing, we'll get to that in a few moments, plus social media. It's 18 after the hour. Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Caledrin talk is all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Caledrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Caledrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Caltrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Frank Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour now on the DJV overview. What's going on News Talk Radio with our focus on the countdown, the charts, the top 10 stories, and the top 10 people on the list. And certainly Justice Breyer is on that list. He's number 3 on the people list, and actually the story itself of him announcing his retirement, number 3 on the story list at talkers.com and djvshow.com. So we've asked our audience who they would like to have replace the justice. And so we have interesting comments of our own and of the listeners. Jay, take it away.
Yeah, what's fascinating is nobody wanted to name an actual person, just the guidelines they would like to see. D.L. Ford wants someone qualified to uphold the law and Constitution. Brian Linetti also wants somebody who will decide issues on the Constitution, not based on their opinion. And Devin Vejvoda says, just pick the best person for the job, regardless of race, gender, religion, and political party.
What does Mac think?
Mac says Buttigieg.
Does he really? Okay. I think that Buttigieg
Mac's a
might
big
be,
Mayor Pete fan.
Yeah. For those of you who are wondering, Mac is Jessica's, Jay's, son, and he's right there on the ready to go become the next radio star, in fact. Fascinated with a microphone and headsets, at least. All right, so let's see. My input on this is Kamala Harris to get her the heck out of the way, although
it's
can she do damage?
It's not going to be Kamala.
I think there's a
big chance of it because she's so unpopular right now as VP. Okay. But here's the sticky thing for them is that unless they are sure that they could get Republicans to support that, there would be a whole lot of drama that would hold it up. And they want to get this thing done fast before the midterm elections because they're afraid they're going to lose the majority.
So then how do they get rid of her?
So if they don't think they have Republican support, then they will probably go in a different direction because you can't have a 50-50 tie and then have her as the vice president vote for herself to break
right.
the tie as a
it's
Supreme
not gonna
Court
happen.
Justice. So it it's solves a lot of problems for them.
It does.
If it did because they are facing big problems for looking ahead to 2024. They could have someone clean, like, well, not clean, but a newer candidate. And people are talking about Hillary Clinton.
Hillary!
as vice president, not as obviously Supreme Court justice.
All right, let's do the Russians, shall we? The situation with Russia and the Crimea. Whoops, wait a minute. And Ukraine. Well, the Crimea is part of the Ukraine. Anyway, number two this week, the situation there. And our question just asked for reflection, right, Jay?
Well, yeah. What, if anything, should the U.S. do about it? And pretty much everybody is like, absolutely. Absolutely nothing. Right. The U.S. needs to just mind our own business and let the world fight their own battles for once. That was unanimous. Yeah,
it looks like. Stephen Jay said nothing. Jan Rose said, is there sandbox? Leave them alone. Celeste Erickson said, yep, mind your business. Talking about us. David Slater, offer aid in the form of weapons. That's the only kind of naysayer I see here. But don't send in the troops. I don't think anybody wants to.
Nobody wants to send our troops in.
No. Too many members of Afghanistan and Iraq.
Sure. Right.
No. It needs that. Okay. So also as an aside this week, there was a lot of hubbub about Idris Elba being the next James Bond. So we asked our audience that. Got a couple of quickies here, Jay?
Yeah. Lisa Sutton wants Brad Pitt. Ruth Anderson says, make it Bruce Willis and give us a little bit of a semi-comedy. And Lynn Charlene says, Sam Elliott or Doug Steffen.
Yay!
Can you imagine Doug?
Sam Elliott's 100 years old. That's ridiculous.
I thought you were going to say Doug Steffen is 100 years
old. No, you would be a better James Bond than Sam Elliott.
I would be. Colin Farrell, I see Hugh Jackman also on the list here. All right,
Hugh Jackman
after.
Could do it. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendran targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendran just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendran work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Putting down what America's talking about.
The DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. For those of you who hear us only on the weekend, because we're on Monday through Friday, the ladies of the day and me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, do the DJV program every single morning for 4 hours for your listening and dancing pleasure. But because we accompany the Talk Radio Countdown show, and not all of those stations carry our program, you might be interested in finding other things. And if you want to familiarize yourself sort of what goes on in the program and listen to some of the podcasts and the show in real time, you can do that at djvshow.com. The latest podcast as an example, that was...
I liked that. That was good.
You like that? As an example, for example, we discussed the... 2 year anniversary of Kobe Bryant and his daughter dying in that helicopter crash. God, does it seem like two?
Can't believe it's been two years.
I know, yeah. Right? Exactly. Also, talking about a graphic novel about the Holocaust being banned in a county in Tennessee, and we tell you why that is. Then a lot of talk about actors getting engaged, that sort of thing. All of this is free for the listening.
Download it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, at, you know, places like that. Okay, back to the story list, if you will. Number five, the January 6th investigation. Didn't we talk this week on the DJV program about somebody, the latest person going to jail? Seems to me there have been. How many people have actually gone to jail because of this? Anybody know what the... what the body count is?
I don't know what the I don't know what the total is. There are a couple from New Jersey where I am who got one guy got the longest sentence so far because he assaulted one of the Capitol Police officers. But I don't know how many total. I know hundreds of people I think have been arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, under I think just around 200, maybe just short of 200 arrests, I think. But you know, they're really throwing the book at him though. There is no.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I agree with it.
I think that we just have a really unequal form of justice right now. In California, you can murder someone and get less time than someone who is charged with a trespassing charge for January 6th, and I don't think that that's right. And I think that's
a big
problem. Well,
but two wrongs don't make a right.
I understand. I'm not saying, and that's why I'm saying, I don't know if it's right or wrong. I just think we need to do better. I mean, for instance, people burning down a police station during the summer, no arrests made, and now you have trespassing charges that are being, you know, people put in jail for like 5 or 6 years. I think it's crazy. I mean, there was an attempted insurrection nobody likes to talk about in front of the Trump White House when they burned down the church and they tried to enter the White House grounds. I don't think there have been any arrests made in that for arson or for trespassing. Not one. Nobody talks about that. So, you know, I think we should just figure out what the rule is, what the line is, and then let everybody meet that standard and not just some over the others.
Well, there's a whole lot when you, it seems to me we've got to put all of these things together. January 6th, the business about vaccines and all of the protests. I noticed that Evangeline Lilly went to Washington to speak out, and I thought the phrase was interesting that she used. Bodily sovereignty. Here we go with another politically correct.
She's been a big anti-vaxxer from the minute that COVID. She didn't want to wear a mask. She bragged about it on social media. She was with her like 85-year-old father. I mean, I think she's a wackadoo. And I wouldn't. I mean, it's, you know, that's, hey, it's America. You get to be a wackadoo. But you know, yeah. I have no respect for her anymore at all.
Really, I think she's kind of cute, but that doesn't have anything to do with whether she's. Anyway, as far as the vaccine is concerned. But the reason I brought it up is because, you know, the January 6th thing, the protests, we live and we tout the fact that we ought to be able to protest in our country. This is one of the few places we can get away with it and not get shot. And yet we haven't done a good job of, I don't know, policing ourselves is probably the best way. Are we capable of doing that? We, you know, talk about the police not doing a good job. But are we, and let's defund the police, yada, yada, are we capable in a general sense of policing ourselves? I'm not sure that we're even capable of governing ourselves anymore, never mind policing ourselves. So when you see these things pop up, I'm all for protests. I'm all for demonstrations that are peaceful. I've spent a lot of time on the radio going counter to the grain and sometimes have worked people up into a frenzy over something that may or may not have been all that important, but, you know, you have a bully pulpit and you can stir people up. I mean, look at all the people who do get stirred up about basically nothing. And then there are things that are substantive. So how do you know how to separate the wheat from the chaff? I think is an interesting farm analogy. Okay, so anyway, number four is the economy and what it's doing, in a sense, to the number of, and there's probably two parts to this, ladies, the fact that we have more crime now, more violence. I was kind of looking around at what went on in Michigan as an example. The school shooter there, that remember this 15-year-old kid who's accused of killing four students at the high school in Michigan is going to pursue an insanity defense. That one wonders how much more of that. He's going through mental exams now. And then the judge is going to decide.
If that's true, then his parents should be locked up, because his parents are the ones that went out and bought a gun for a kid that if he's insane and he didn't know what he was doing, then
and
why
they
did
say,
they go
oh
out
yeah,
there
he's always had mental
laws.
Problems, right?
Yeah.
If they went out and broke the law to get a gun for a young person and thought that he was a trustworthy individual to have that responsibility.
Well, they're nuts too.
And they've been arrested. Yeah, they've been arrested. So
well, they've also been charged with manslaughter.
And,
so.
Yeah, there were also parent-teacher conferences about him, so they knew that there was an issue.
Right.
Yep.
And so
I think you can't have an insanity plea without the parents taking then full responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, I think we're on the same page there. Anything else to say about Breyer and who replaces him? We had a nice time talking about some of the replacements during our social media segment. I know at this point, it's just all talk and BS. So let's wait a while and see what happens.
Well, I think the newsworthy thing to talk about is that Biden says he's going to have a nominee by the end of February, which indicates they're going to move really quickly through this pre-election, which I don't think is a surprise. Again, they might lose a majority, so they're trying to do it when they have the most favorable odds of getting confirmation. So I think
right.
that's a big
well,
piece
they did that
the
with Amy Coney Barrett, too. That went
100%,
with lightning speed.
Yeah.
That one was actually one of the fastest nominations. Yeah. Gorsuch was like 300 days, and the rest of, and he was one of the longer ones. But it's kind of interesting to see how that works. The process, of course, the political what ifs. It's interesting to play with scenarios. But I think the other thing is that the stories from pretty solid sources around Breyer say that he knew he was going to retire, but that he wasn't ready to announce, and that someone leaked it to the news media because they wanted to make sure that he was out in time so that they had the time to do this. So,
So at the end of the term, supposedly, which comes what in June,
yeah,
so that's when he would retire. Yep. Okay. Number one this week is more on COVID. I see that the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, says that the nation's schools have to act more urgently to help all the students who have fallen so far behind because of COVID. We must make up for lost time. That's a nice line. So what are they going to do?
Well, his plan is that he wants to have he wants every school to have more counselors for mental health, more tutoring. I have three good friends who are teachers in public school, and they're all tutoring kids after school now. So,
making extra money?
Yeah, making extra money, and the kids have fallen really far behind. Some kids thrived doing, the remote learning, and other kids just didn't. So there's a huge divide, like maybe more than it's ever been. And it wasn't great going into the pandemic, but and the other thing that's really frustrating is there's $130 billion that was part of the American Rescue Plan that just went to schools, and largely most schools haven't even touched it yet.
Yeah.
And so Biden last week, he said, look, use it. He's like, this is the money that we put aside for schools. Like, why are you not using it? I don't know. It's in New Jersey, it's been a frustration, too. In local news, that schools are sitting on this money, and they're fighting about how to use it and what they're going to do. And
it's lacking all the way around. Public education in this country is not what it ought to be and not what we're paying for. I think that most people would agree with that, unless you're a teacher. I think the kids that you have in your family are doing very well. Here's a poll from the Center for Public Affairs showing that 15% say they'll consider the pandemic over only when COVID-19 is eliminated. You got a long wait for that one, Charlie.
Right.
It's going to be around and around and around. It'll be another flu, part of the flu shot, and that's it. And 83% say they feel the pandemic would be over when it's largely a mild illness, which is coming very quickly down the pike, even though it doesn't seem so, because the news media is not doing well. They want to scare everybody, and so you're not getting the story about where it's fallen off. There are still plenty of pockets in America where it's a problem, no question about it. But the actual numbers of people getting it are way, way, way down. 37% of this poll, 37% of parents consider it essential their children are vaccinated before they go back everything goes back to normal. 37%, that's interesting, one-third of parents. 47% of Americans think it's essential that they get a booster. Poll shows more Americans are taking precautionary measures. I talked about this with Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. He's kind of as much of a vacciner as he is, he believes in it, but he thinks, you know, pretty much everybody's had COVID or is going to before this is over. And so the best way, even though it's uncomfortable, to have a to not get it is to have had it. You know, it's better than the vaccines by far. And so that is another thing. And I think people are hearing that and say, okay, well, it's pretty much almost over. I didn't get my vaccines, so I'm going to just let it. If I get it, good, I'll be okay. And so there's still a lot of stuff about masks and yeah. I'm actually getting really annoyed. It's because it's around here, the numbers are way off where I am in Massachusetts. And now just this week, people have started wearing masks or requiring it. I went into a store the other day. I said, do you guys know what's going on, really? They said, what do you mean? I said, it's over. You're too late. You know, hello. Anyway, the health factors that may explain why some people get long COVID. Did you see this? Why some are stuck with long COVID, others fully recover. This was something I didn't talk to Ken about. You can get that info, by the way, by going to djvhealthshow.com, Ken Kronhaus. Researchers following 200 COVID patients for a couple of months after the diagnosis, finding that regardless of whether they had a mild or severe case, they're more likely to have four commonalities: high level of coronavirus RNA in their blood, history of Epstein-Barr virus. I've had that.
I have that.
Yeah.
Never goes away once you have it.
The shingles, all that stuff. Yep, right. Mononucleosis, that's it. Let's see here. The autoimmune disorders that attack the immune system. And the last factor was type 2 diabetes, which I think we've talked about ad nauseum here as a factor that explains why some people get long COVID. And then there's Goldie Hawn's nonprofit helping children cope with pandemic life. I thought this was pretty neat. She had depression, and a lot of children apparently are depressed going through this. So
yep.
I guess, two cheers or three cheers for her. Good for her. All right, here we are, having taken a look at our charts for the week. Thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour, close to it. Time now for a review of the official story list, if you will, that appears at talkers.com and also on the DJV page as well. Number 10 on the story list this week is a focus on the winter weather. Hello, it's winter, and the weather's bad. Number 9, I think that's the story. Number 9, the NFL, the games, what's happening with the playoffs. Number 8, the social media problems and things that seem to the flaps around social media and things that people are listening to, like Neil Young. Number 7, the Trump thing in Florida. Number 6, race relations. Number 5, January 6th. Number 4, the economy. Number 3, Justice Breyer. Number 2, the Russians. And number 1, was number 3 last week. Bopped. It's kind of, I sound like Casey Kasem. Back up at number 1 this week. The COVID situation. So those are the top stories, according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The people list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Aaron Rodgers, for obvious reasons. At number 9, a combo, a twin spin, if you will, Neil Young and Joe Rogan. If there was a wrestling match, Neil would have lost, but he didn't have to wrestle to lose this one. Spotify says, we'll take Joe, thank you. Joseph Latipo, the Florida Surgeon General, is number 8. Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema, I got to get that right, number 7. They've been in the list of people for quite a long time now. Trump is at 6. Jerome Powell is at 5. Vice President Harris is at 4. Stephen Breyer at 3. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 2. And number 1 is the president in residence. That's our Joe. Joe Biden, number 1 on the people list, as you might imagine. It's pretty much the way it goes. Although he's been very public this past week as well. So there they are, the people on the list helping to get us to discuss the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246 YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 Wild Cherry Zoom Ball Swipe to win.
Win big cash prizes or $100,000.
Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Thursday at 7 p.m.
Cheer for the colored balls to fill the Zoom Zone
and walk away a winner.
But wait, there's more.
All contestants will have a second opportunity to win a new Wild Cherry Dodge Challenger. See WindRiver.com for official rules and find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time for us to review the top 5 items from the world of technology as we count down from number 5 to number 1. Victoria Keeling here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Peloton puts on the brakes, would seem. That's number 5 this week. What the heck's going on there?
Oh, man. Peloton can't catch a break, right? So after all of the stuff with Mr. Big dying on a Peloton and then the Ryan Reynolds swooping in commercial that saved it and bounced it back and then everything happened with Chris Noth, and it's just been a bumpy ride. And they got, unfortunately, they got served another big bumpy moment when on Billions, which is a show on Showtime, the popular character Wags also suffered a heart attack while on the Peloton. And
but
so Peloton
survived. You said
he did.
I didn't die like Mr. Big, right?
He said, I'm not going out like Mr. Big. But, yeah, I mean, it's become synonymous now death and Peloton. So, and it's affecting, it's really affecting their bottom line. They're down 14% now in the last quarter, and so much so that the demand has kind of dried up, and so they've now, they're halting the bike and treadmill equipment stuff. They're starting next month, they're just going to freeze production and see what can happen. Maybe they can bounce back again, I don't know. Maybe Ryan Reynolds has to come back and help them. I'm not sure what could help them at this point, though.
Yeah. Number four on our countdown of technology stories this week, Apple has created a personal safety guide.
Yeah, after, we've been talking for several months now of women finding that they are being stalked by with AirTags, and you know, in their cars, in their purses. The Sports Illustrated model found one in her pocket. Someone had slipped one in her pocket and followed her around New York City for 5 or 6 miles. And so this has become an international issue. And so Apple has launched the Personal Safety User Guide, and it is you can find it on their website. And it's a hub that's divided into, you know, different sections, personal safety checklists and things like that, privacy tools. And then they also have, for AirTag safety, they have different ways to make sure that the tracker is letting you know that someone else is connected to your phone. That's the most important thing that especially women need to always be aware of. If you hear anything beeping, you know, that those AirTags will beep after they're far enough away from their owner. So that will be a clue.
Number three, hackers targeting Uber users.
Yeah, I know, right? It feels like we're just inundated and we're under attack constantly, either from hacking or from actual stalkers.
Yeah,
so this story came out. A guy was waiting for his Uber down in Miami, and he was on his way to the airport, and he got a series of text messages from who he thought was the driver. With, you know, different security codes and things like that. And he started texting this person back, and sure enough, within seconds, this person had scammed everything from this guy. His American Express card had been charged for a $200 tip on a $6 ride, which never happened. So Uber is still investigating if this was the driver who was the scammer or if someone else hacked into this situation. But always just make sure that you have that you only communicate with your Uber driver through the Uber app. Never give out your phone number, never give out your email or any other personal info. And that's something that Uber has been trying to stress as well.
Seems like common sense. Number two, how bad is the chip shortage?
Yeah, this was a big conversation this week. The White House, the Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, had a briefing with reporters, and essentially they were all talking about 150 chip makers from around the world were participating in this new report. And so basically, depending on what company and who you want to believe, Intel says that the chip shortage won't end until 2023. NVIDIA and AMD, other big chip makers, they think it could be the second half of 2022. The bottom line is we don't really know, except we do know that demand is now up 17% higher for chips in 2021 than it was in 2019. So we've got a lack of inventory, plus we've got more demand. So that's creating a huge, huge problem.
All right, number one this week in the top tech stories.
So this was the other big chip announcement of the week. Intel says they're going to spend $20 billion on a new chip manufacturing site in New Albany, which is near Columbus, Ohio. It's going to be a 1,000-acre location. It's a huge campus, and it's initially going to play host to two chip factories. They're going to hire at least 3,000 people and tens of thousands more across, you know, suppliers and partners and things like that. Construction's going to kick off this year. It will become operational in 2025, and so they're now calling it the Silicon Heartland. This could be the next Silicon Valley. And Intel's going to invest actually $100 billion in the site over the next 10 years.
They're trying to figure out. I talked to a friend of mine the day the announcement was made who lives in Columbus, and people in Columbus say, what do they need 1,000 acres for? All right, that's it. Top five stories, the charts, if you will, for technology this week, 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's not always about you. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Sometimes when others express to us the ways in which we hurt them, we can feel a need to defend ourselves, justify or minimize our actions. And then sometimes we even find a way to turn the pain they're expressing around as an offense against us, almost as if we are hurt by the fact that they would acknowledge that we hurt them. But when that happens, I would invite you to step back and recognize that, well, hey, you're human, and you do no doubt hurt others from time to time, whether intentionally or unintentionally. So it really is perfectly okay sometimes to just listen to the hurt others are expressing, and maybe even go ahead and just apologize, because, like I said, it's not always about you. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrip. Super Bowl 56 is set. The Rams will be playing at home against the Bengals after L.A. beat the 49ers 2017 and Cincinnati down the Chiefs in overtime 27-24. The big game on February 13th is at SoFi Stadium, home of the Rams. It's the second year in a row the host team makes the big show after Tampa Bay did it last year. The sun shined on much of the East Coast today as a day after the vicious nor'easter brought blizzard conditions to many areas. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says the highest snowfall totals were on Long Island and in eastern Massachusetts.
Long Island saw between 18 and 24 inches, with the highest total 24.2 in Islip, New York, and central Long Island. And then Boston got 23.8 at the airport. There were some totals as high as 30 inches, though, just south of the city. We have a 30.9 inches is the highest I've seen come in just south of Boston.
Meanwhile, dangerous wind chills fell to below zero in many locations across the region. More than 50,000 remain without power in Massachusetts, and that's down from the peak of more than 100,000 yesterday. A former U.S. senator says the U.S. should do more to confront Russia for threatening Ukraine.
Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says it takes resolve to get it right on foreign policy.
Policy is the result of intention and power.
Talent says the U.S. needs to have a very clear strategy for Eastern Europe and be prepared to back it up. And the message to Russia?
We just tell them. Yeah. Look, NATO is NATO. We're going to defend it. We know you don't like it. Too bad.
Talent says allowing Russia to invade Ukraine would put Vladimir Putin one step closer to threatening America's NATO allies in the region. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Meanwhile, the U.S. plans to hold Russia's feet to the fire during discussions at the Security Council tomorrow. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
It's the first official visit to the United Arab Emirates by an Israeli head of state.
A royal welcome greeted the Israeli leader at the Crown Prince's Palace, with the Israeli national anthem blaring and a 21-gun salute roaring. The visit by President Isaac Herzog is the latest sign of deepening ties between the two nations as tensions rise in the region. The UAE and Israel normalized relations in 2020 after a series of US-brokered diplomatic deals between Israel and several Arab states. Many of the Arab nations had previously avoided formal relations with Israel over its decades-old conflict with the Palestinians. After 2 hours of talks, the president urged more countries in the region to recognize Israel.
This visit is an expression, as you said, for our eyes, of the vision and dream of peace and the spirit of peace that we bring to the entire region.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Florida father suing a school after his daughter's suicide attempts.
Wendell Perez said his daughter attempted suicide twice after her school encouraged others to call her a boy and gave her a new name, while not notifying the parents about meetings discussing her so-called gender identity. He took legal action after the elementary school counselor concealed such counseling from he and his wife. Perez said the counselor precipitated a pattern of bullying by calling his daughter by a different name and pronouns in front of other students. He added that the school has accused him of lying. It has taken an arrogant attitude in their correspondence with him and the public. Patrick Foss reporting.
Howard Hessman died. The veteran actor played disc jockey Dr. Johnny Fever on the sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati. He was 81. And legendary keyboardist Hargis Pig Robbins passed away. Robbins, blind since the age of 3, was a Nashville A-list session player with credits like Crystal Gayle's Brown Eyes Blue. He was 84. More at townhall.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael and I have decided we're going to use accents today. We're at the top of our game here. Yes. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview. I can't last with that. You've got to be myself, Michael. I don't think I'd... That's probably why I wouldn't make a good actor, because I don't do voices. I've always never, when I've ever tried to act, it was always get spun out of control because I'm a talk guy and I'm used to ad-libbing everything. And the director says, cut!
I was in theater as a kid back in high school and college, and looking back at it, I was such a ham.
I would
occasionally change the lines without the director knowing it. Mm-hmm. And if the audience liked it, usually it was comedy, they'd leave it in. If not, I would be chastised. But acting requires a tremendous amount of, shall we say, lack of inhibition.
Yes,
that's right?
A very good way. That's a good way of putting it. Yes.
You know, cry on a dime. You know.
Well, that's being good actor. Yeah. Well, the different types of acting, the Stanislavski method. There are lots of ways that people prepare to be actors and actresses.
Mm.
There are a few that have gotten it that didn't have any training, but yeah, it's work. Yeah, a lot of people think.
Right, but it's interesting to say, you know, trying to speak your truth, you know, to have a voice that's yours. In a way, psychologically, everybody is acting. It's just which act you're used to and which act you're not. The word person is derived from the word. It means mask, and as a person, you go through life with your personal mask, and you play a role in the game and the play known as society. It's so heavy.
Let's get to the stories now that we've got everybody really tuned in on what's going on.
Really bored. Everybody's untuned.
Here we are. Let's tune in And right, turn on, my, as we used to say,
find my, let me find my charts here.
Okay. Ah, charts for the week of January 24th to the 28th, according to the work done, the research by folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. So here we go, Michael.
Yes, number 10, winter weather. The weather outside is frightful.
Frightful.
The fire is quite delightful.
So delightful, yes.
And climate change is part of number 10. Number 9, the National Football League playoffs. There you go. You miss, you know, sports being in the top 10. It's number 9.
Yeah.
And at number 8, big tech social media bias. And that's tied with another subject that's related to that, Neil Young's Spotify flap.
That's the funniest thing. Either me or him. Well, we'll take him, thanks. See you later.
Mm-hmm. Number 7, the Florida Surgeon General testimony, and that's tied with Donald Trump and his relationship with the grand old party. Mm-hmm. At number 6, we have race relations tied with voter rights. At number 5, January 6th investigation tied with the 2022 midterm elections. At number 4, another tie, the economy, and that's tied with crime and violence, which has impacted the economy. At number 3, Justice Stephen Breyer announces retirement. That's a giant boulder that was thrown into the hardly tranquil pond of the national conversation.
Ooh, that's very colorful language.
Whoa, well, yeah, this is a theater of the mind.
Yeah.
And at number 2, we have the Russia-Ukraine crisis and U.S.-China relations tied at number 2. Number 1, what do you think? COVID-19, vaccines, masks, and mandates.
Casey Kasem used to say, and back to number 1. It was number 3 last week, but it's back at number 1 this week on the countdown. The COVID.
That didn't happen often, but occasionally some should come back.
Yeah, know? Right, exactly. I drove across the country this past week, and or I drove halfway across the country and then
you're
back
an
again.
Iron Man.
And I was listening to, they have on Sirius, the 70s channel on Sirius, they have the old Casey Kasem, and a lot of stations are using it now, too, bringing back the countdown, the American Top 40 countdown with Casey from the 70s. And you know what? It sounds just as fresh, just as relevant. Listening to him isn't like return with us now to the swimming desert history. It was just kind of fit. It was neat to hear
it's
that.
It's good stuff. Yeah, no doubt
yeah,
about
is.
It.
Yeah.
At number 10 on the People Survey, we have Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And he's a football player and a occasional Jeopardy host. And a character. At number 9, Neil Young and Joe Rogan. They're a couple of old characters.
Yep.
At number 8, Joseph Latipo. He's a character. At number 6, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. They're characters. Donald Trump. He's a normal guy. He's at number 6. Jerome Powell's at 5. Kamala Harris is at 4. Stephen Breyer, the aforementioned Supreme Court Justice, at number 3. Vladimir Putin is 2. And Jumpin' Joe Biden, he's at number 1.
Jumpin' Joe.
He's
our president and resident.
He's kept jumping, isn't he?
He is keeping his, he's got his Mexican jumping beans. They're working as best they can. I thought it was hysterical when Neil Young this week, I actually thought about you as the two of us are former jocks, and we played music during that era when Neil Young first became popular, and he goes to the folks at Spotify and says, look, it's either him or me. So
right, they invested like $90 billion in Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Joe Rogan, right, exactly.
And
people are funny.
Well, Neil Young is a character. You know, you mentioned my music background. Neil Young is a guy that marched to the beat of his own drum all the way back to when he was in Crosby, Stills, Nash, and occasionally Young when they could get along.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's an irascible guy. The only guy he gets along with, apparently, is Willie Nelson. They seem to be good friends. And
there's another guy.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, and Donald Trump, number 6 on the people list. This is, all of this stuff about Trump and the GOP. The most interesting story from the Trump camp this week was him saying that his son, Donald Jr., who is his publisher, couldn't find enough glue, paper, or leather to put together his new photo book, which is going to be, according to Trump, very popular, the most popular book probably ever sold. But they can't find enough glue and paper.
It's the biggest book anyone's ever
That's
seen.
That's right, the best, the biggest, and the best. Right. Woo. Wow, he's out.
What's the deal here? That there's the supply chain issue? Is that what we're talking about?
Apparently, as his son says, they can't find enough stuff to put the books together. And I'm going to Mar-a-Lago next week. I'll see if I can find a copy. All right?
And are you really going to Mar-a-Lago?
I am, in fact. Yes.
So, they have fantastic shrimp there.
Yes.
And the lobster.
Right.
The
I remember you had dinner there one night.
Yeah. I had dinner there several times. Yeah. And I'm not saying that to drop names. I consider it a thing that gives me great insight into the things I talk about.
Yes, right. I'm with you on that one. And I was invited once last year to go, and I did. Had a nice lunch. Trump came out, wanted to know how my crab meat was, like he was a chef. He's actually, if you can put away all of the disastrous stuff that he creates around himself, he's a pretty interesting character. He really is, in the sense that...
except for that one small contingency that you mentioned, if you put away all the disastrous stuff he creates for himself.
Right, yeah.
Other than that, you know, Mrs. Right. Lincoln, how's the play?
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, anyway, we're going to get into... I want to talk with you because I know you love to talk about football, and certainly the playoffs being in here, and I don't know if you saw, you have HBO, right? Did you see the interview with Bob Costas did with Al Michaels? If you haven't seen it, it is fabulous. I'm not even a sports fan, but I'm an Al Michaels fan because he's been around about as long as I have and being successful, and he's not stopping. He's 77. He's doing the Super Bowl this year. He's looking forward to next year. He got four offers for a new five-year contract. The guy's, I think, he's a fabulous, perfect example of someone who loved something, made a career out of it, did very well. I mean, this guy can broadcast any kind of sports that there is to broadcast. He was a great baseball broadcaster, I thought, when I was a kid. Well, not a kid, but certainly, don't you think? You agree?
What if his great? I like Al Michaels. I think he's a real good broadcaster, an excellent play-by-play commentator. And, you know, his famous line from, I believe, the 1980 Olympics, is it that long ago, as the USA hockey team was about to clearly beat the Russians. There was 6 seconds left.
Oh, right. They talked about that.
Do you... Oops, my dinger just went off. Sorry about that. Hey, it's Al Michaels. He's listening. He said, do you believe in miracles? That was... that. And that became the Miracle on Ice.
Yeah.
Great moment. One of the things that's great about sports is that it's reality. It's reality show that's truly reality. Of course, after sports betting becomes entrenched, I don't know how real it'll be anymore, but that's another story. But for now...
They talked about that.
It's a pretty good... Did they?
Yeah.
Good. Then I'll check
it
out.
They talked about how they used to be told they couldn't mention it as broadcasters, and now because it's legal, everybody's mentioning it. And how difficult it was for Al not to mention it. He was clever about it sometimes, but, you know, he couldn't deliberately talk about what was going on betting. And people would say to him, well, you got money on the team, right? And he said he never bet on a sports team at all any time in his career. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But
can I say something that's crazy? I've never bet on a sports game or a sports team ever in my life.
No, neither have I.
Even as a kid. No. I just, to me, you know. And I don't mean it for moral purposes. It's just a bad investment.
Yeah, right. It's a bad, it's a bad investment most of the time. It's like the lottery, getting into that. Anyway, so but if you have, I'd say this to you and to everybody listening. If you haven't seen it, and you got HBO. Check out Bob Costas is one of the most wonderful interviewers on television, and it's a great conversation. More on the countdown as we continue. 17 past the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The people list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Aaron Rodgers, for obvious reasons. At number 9, a combo, a twin spin, if you will, Neil Young and Joe Rogan. If there was a wrestling match, Neil would have lost, but he didn't have to wrestle to lose this one. Spotify says, we'll take Joe, thank you. Joseph Latipo, the Florida Surgeon General, is number 8. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, I'm going to get that right, number 7. They've been in the list of people for quite a long time now. Trump is at 6. Jerome Powell is at 5. Vice President Harris is at 4. Stephen Breyer at 3. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 2. And number 1 is the president in residence. That's our Joe. Joe Biden, number 1 on the people list, as you might imagine. That's pretty much the way it goes. All he's been very public this past week as well. So there they are, the people on the list helping to get us to discuss the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the last week of January 2022. Have you stopped writing 2021 on your checks? I asked that question of the ladies who are on the DJV program with me, Michael, and they said, huh? Who writes checks anymore? Only me. Yeah. I guess I'm the last one to write
last
checks.
Holdout from
as
the
it were.
Century.
Yes, right. You were talking about a reality. As an aside here, I thought it was interesting. I wanted to get to the football stuff certainly here as we can, but the reality trench that you were digging and reality shows and that sort of thing. I thought this week something that was, this is sort of a countdown extra, Jeopardy champion Amy Schneider.
Oh, that's actually very close to the top 10 topics.
It's
somewhere nearby that. That's a big story.
Yeah. $1.4 million, 40 consecutive wins. She came pretty close to Ken Jennings' record, I think, didn't she?
No, Jennings went 79 games.
Did he?
She won 39, played 40. She surpassed recent player Matt Amodio, who had, I don't know, I don't remember, 30 something wins, and he won $1.5 million.
Yeah.
So there's two records that they have: one, how many consecutive games you win, or how much money you win. And you know, it's rarefied air. There's several people have made a lot of money.
Well, the story that some people made out of it is the fact she's a trans woman, but I think for me, I saw it as a visible symbol of achievement for these people that some marginalize, and then it doesn't make any difference, frankly. So the answer that stumped Snyder, did you see that, was about countries of
no.
the world.
No,
the only nation
it.
Whose name in English ends with an H, and which also has one of the 10 most populous cities. So where's
Utah.
The Jeopardy music? What is it?
Utah.
No, the country. Turkey.
Oh, Utah's not a country? Okay.
What is Bangladesh? Nobody knew what Bangladesh was before John Lennon sang that song, right?
George Harrison,
excuse me. Right, exactly.
Bangladesh.
Thank you. Yeah. Right.
Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
That's all
so
I know.
Anyway, there it is. That's it. We've got it. We took care of that. Now let's talk about football and what's happening. Aaron Rodgers going to another team. The playoffs. The Cowboys are making a decision on a head coach. All kinds of things going on this week. What of all the things in football? What frustrates you the most this week, Michael?
What frustrates me the most?
Yeah.
Nothing.
He's not playing for the Patriots.
Well, I would have liked to have seen the Patriots in there, but the Patriots are going to have a tough time getting back into the thick of things. There are some really good young players, and they're not on the Patriots. There's some good players on the Patriots, but you've got a very interesting quarterback, Joe Burrow. I think his name. I'm blanking on it.
I'm not the right guy to help you on this. Sorry.
The Bengals. The Bengals are a real big underdog, and they're playing the Chiefs, who are the big bad dudes of the American Football Conference. And that's going to be very interesting. The point I'm making is that there's a lot of young blood that really is exciting. The Buffalo Bills are an extraordinarily good team. They have a great quarterback, Josh Allen, who he's gonna have a magnificent career. So I'm not frustrated with any of it. I think it's I'm not a big fan of sports betting, which is changing the culture of sports.
Yep.
It's a whole other topic. Not
sure
thrilled
is.
With that. Not that I'm a moralist and I'm against gambling. I'm against anything that has such big money attached to it remaining pure.
Well, right, exactly. It's not going to be pure. It isn't. It can't, under the circumstances, remain pure. And that's right. That's kind of sad, actually. 28 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calidran
targets all over our body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it, but Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Now 34 after the hour as we continue with this week's Talk Radio Countdown show. Michael has given you the official list of stories, the top 10 story list and people. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be able to shepherd these discussions as we do from time to time, week to week, year to year,
decade to decade, on and on it goes. You know, somebody just sent me an email. It has nothing to do, but it kind of does have. It has everything to do with what's going on in our country right now. I don't know why I'm on this list. Somebody who, you know, there's stuff, we're getting things in the email now that we didn't ask for, and I'd solicit it. So this is somebody who wants me.
We're getting stuff in the email we didn't ask for. That's funny. We do,
yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah, all kinds of crap. So this is a suggestion for me to change whatever it is that I'm doing in my life and work from home. And the following positions are available, from $16 to $45 an hour as a translator, $125,000 a year as an investigator, $30 an hour as an Amazon delivery person. I think.
How do
by
you do
the
that
way,
from home?
What? Yeah, yeah. Well,
how can you be an Amazon delivery person or an investigator from home? I can see being a translator, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But when, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I just am looking at these things, and I'm thinking, you know, that one of the stories that we've been pursuing here for quite a long time has been, as the impact of COVID continues to be felt, is people who have retired, jobs that are open that aren't being filled. I just paid a lot of money to have a couple of tractors delivered to the farm because they can't find people to go drive trucks to haul products back and forth. And then I look at this, the Amazon thing, and what a scourge Amazon is. I have no use for Amazon whatsoever, and I've made that clear over the years, and I have less use for them now because of the way they have hired these drivers in these vans that are everywhere, and they park the damn vans in the middle of the road. They don't seem to, I'm Amazon, I can park where I want to. And they screw up traffic. Did you know that this past year Amazon bought 80,000 vehicles to move this stuff around? You don't think they're, and built about 100, and I think I saw 104 warehouses are under construction around the country for Amazon? What does that do to the country, the psyche of the country, people who have had jobs in retail? I just think it's appalling.
It's a tremendous boom for the cardboard box industry.
Yeah, that's another thing. We talk about cartons, how much we're supposed to, you know, people say, well, I'm not going to go to the mall, so I won't spend that money on fuel. Well, but how do you think this stuff gets to you? That's such a foolish argument.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you see these trucks any different in terms of their conduct, in terms of traffic and street and parking and stuff like that, with the old brown, you know, UPS trucks that have been around since
they're kids?
They know
how to drive,
they
don't park in the middle of the road. Yeah, and no, FedEx. UPS, FedEx, they don't park in the middle of the road. They know how to drive. I've never felt like I was overcome, if you will, in terms of traffic by anybody but Amazon. I think they just don't, the kids.
But don't you on a certain level find the service that Amazon provides to actually be very convenient?
No. Not for me. I don't like it. Uh-huh. I want to go to the store. I want to try it on. I want to see if the pots and pans are what I really want. Instead of them shipping it to me, I don't like it. I put it in a box and I send it back. I mean, look at what that takes. You talk about cardboard boxes and the creation of refuse.
Okay, so look me in the eye. Look me in the eye. You just gave away a little hint there. You said you buy it, you don't like it, you send it back. Do you use Amazon?
No. I'm just saying that's what people say who are around. My children use it. I have plenty of friends who use it, and they hear the same thing from me. And they laugh at me.
Yeah, well, so. I have mixed feelings about it. One level, I completely agree with you. Mm-hmm. That it's changed, that these trucks are everywhere, and that people are having problems with porch piracy, apartment buildings, condos are having problems with the mail room. Where do you put the boxes that pile up in the lobby? It's changed the whole nature of so many of our processes. But on the other hand, this is progress. Mm-hmm. This is the coming way things are going to be done, and it's just going through growing pains. We're not going to go back to brick-and-mortar stores and main streets and shopping malls being the way they used to be. I still believe there will be stores, but it's a whole different game now.
Yeah. Amazon's opening its own stores.
They have to. Isn't that funny? Everything goes around full circle.
Right. Yeah, exactly. it's not my cup of tea. Too much focus, too much concentration of not wealth, but power, control, what well, people's that's another choices story. Are.
I you sure know, agree with that. I sure agree with that. Too much concentration of wealth and power.
You know, that's one of the things Biden is doing that I think is a great story in and of itself. And I talk about this all the time on my American Family Farmer show, which you were the inspiration for. The idea that Biden wants to break up the four large conglomerates that control 80% of agriculture, the five that control most of the grocery stores, that sort of thing. But, you know, you look around and almost every industry, every business is controlled now by a few companies, and it's dangerous, it's bad, not healthy, not good for consumerism, not good for our democracy, not good for capitalism. So I take my hat off to Biden on that one. I hope he has some success in breaking up these. Remember when we were kids, how AT&T got broken up because the government said it was too big and they became the Baby Bells? And now, look, AT&T is back up being as big as it was when they broke it up the last time.
It's a big baby. Things grow back. And we're dealing with that with Google. We're dealing with that with YouTube. We're dealing with that with Amazon. The 21st century internet-based businesses, primarily what we call now big tech, are a problem for our economy, for our freedom of speech, for our public discourse, for people building businesses online. There are the same issues that good old Teddy Roosevelt faced when he was a big trust buster. And the monopolies were a problem in the early days of the 20th century. We're seeing that again in the 21st century in the big tech digital era.
There's no question that we are living in changing times. All right, let's talk about the Breyer. How much time we got? A few minutes here. Justice Breyer announcing his retirement and the inevitable who's going to replace him, that game, the guessing game. Kamala Harris seems to be on top of the list this week, depending on who you talk to. But I looked at a breakdown, Michael, by ethnicity of federal judges that have been appointed by recent presidents. And as usual, we get into this black, white, Latina, Asian, you know, all of the stuff that, are they Jewish, are they Protestants, are they old, are they young, all that stuff. And is there going to be diversity in the court? You look at, let's see, Trump appointed mostly white judges. Let's see, Obama appointed a number of, but more were appointed by Trump. And then Biden, not so many. Black judges, lots of them appointed by Obama, not too many by Trump. I mean, this is all so predictable, but yet it becomes part of the discourse. What should we do? Biden says we got to have a black woman.
He promised it on the campaign trail, so now he's got to come through with it.
Right. So isn't Kamala Harris a black woman? Gets rid of her and her problems, and, she can't do much damage.
That's the way, hey, let's get rid of Harris. Sick her on the court.
Yeah. See you later.
Somebody like that may have said that back. I don't think it's going to be her, but I don't know who it's going to be. But
how do they get rid of her though? They have to get rid of her.
So well, how do they get rid of her by not nominating her for anything when the election comes around?
Hmm. Yeah.
That's how they'll
number one, COVID. There are lots of people asking lots of people, when is this going to be over? Because COVID deaths this week surged again in certain parts of the country. There were 2,200 people a day dying on average. I don't believe that statistic because I think they fudged the numbers. But at any rate, a lot of people are dying of this. And some people still say, oh, it's Omicron. No, it's not. It's back to Delta. Omicron doesn't kill many people at all. But at any rate, I heard something this week from the doctor, Ken Kronhaus, who's on the Good Day Health program with me. He says that now his position, even though he's an ardent supporter of getting the shots, that you'll be better off if you've had COVID and at the other end of you'll have more protection from it than you will from the shots. Now that things are pretty much over, there you go.
Well, immunity is always better than vaccine immunity in most cases. But there are so many aspects to this this pandemic that we don't understand, and doctors don't understand, that it's crazy to jump to any conclusions. One has to really, keep an open mind, an open ear, and try to separate the misinformation from legitimate debate over over options that are realistic.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right about that. All right, we're going to get to the bottom of Michael and his interview, what's going on other than the countdown itself, at talkers.com right after this.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out. Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. Mm-hmm. And you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Want a deal you'll love on a Valentine's Day gift they'll love? Shop and save right now at Kohl's. Get 20% off Food Network bakeware, up to 50% off festive pillows and decor, and sterling silver diamond pendants for just $69.99. On top of all that, you can get an extra 15% off and earn Kohl's cash. What are you waiting for? Get to Kohl's and celebrate the special moments for less. Select styles, 15% offer ends January 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The people list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Aaron Rodgers, for obvious reasons. At number 9, a combo, a twin spin, if you will, Neil Young and Joe Rogan. If there was a wrestling match, Neil would have lost, but he didn't have to wrestle to lose this one. Spotify says, we'll take Joe, thank you. Joseph Latipo, the Florida Surgeon General, is number 8. Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema, I'm going to get that right, number 7. They've been in the list of people for quite a long time now. Trump is at 6. Jerome Powell is at 5. Vice President Harris is at 4. Stephen Breyer at 3. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 2. And number 1 is the president in residence. That's our Joe. Joe Biden, number 1 on the people list, as you might imagine. It's pretty much the way it goes. All he's been very public this past week as well. So there they are, the people on the list helping to get us to discuss the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time now for a review. The official story list, if you will, it appears at talkers.com and also on the DJV page as well. Number 10 on the story list this week is a focus on the winter weather. Hello, it's winter, and the weather's bad. Number nine, I think that's the story. Number nine, the NFL, the games, what's happening with the playoffs. Number eight, the social media problems and things that seem to, the flaps around social media and things that people are listening to, like Neil Young. Number seven, the Trump thing in Florida. Number six, race relations. Number five, January 6th. Number four, the economy. Number three, Justice Breyer. Number two, the Russians. And number one, was number three last week, bopped. It's kind of, I sound like Casey Kasem. Back up at number one this week, the COVID situation. So those are the top stories, according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so Michael, I always like to know, and the audience wants to know too, what the MH interview, Michael Harrison interview is this week at Talkers.com.
It's a really good one. A fellow by the name of Josh Hammer, 32-year-old conservative constitutional lawyer for the last 2 years, has been the op-ed section of Newsweek's editor. And he's getting into podcasting and stuff like that. He has a tremendously intelligent, fresh, and fascinating insight into the future of conservative politics in America. He's a conservative. He's a real arch-conservative. But he's at odds with a lot of the older conservatives, the conservative establishment, and
Trump.
He says Trump did his role as a wrecking ball when it was needed, and now he has to go.
That's it. Okay, let's see what kind of popularity he finds.
MHinterview.com.
Yep. All right. So it's always provocative, always on top of things. You want to know about the future of Trumpism? Sounds like this is the interview to listen to. Josh Hammer. On with Michael Harrison, MHinterview.com. I also find it at Talkers.com, too. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison on our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio. Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Create the environment you want. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The environment around you impacts you. The sights you repeatedly see, the sounds you repeatedly hear, they both create patterns in your brain. So what that means is what you look at frequently in your day-to-day life and the music you listen to in your everyday life are absolutely impacting you. Even on a neurological level. If you watch and listen to violence, your brain is reinforcing patterns for that violence. As a parent, or even as a conscious person, it's worth being mindful of what environment is shaping your children's brains and the ways in which your environment is shaping your own brain. For help creating the type of environment that you actually want to influence you, visit drchristianconti.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and is the case with normalcy. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, the lawyer who is our expert, gives us free advice. Now, you know, usually what when a lawyer gives you free advice, it's not worth it. Don't take it to the bank. However, in this circumstance, we have his overview of some of the stories. Justice Breyer, number three this week.
So I want to hear from you. I actually thought about you. I was dying to hear your, that's not a good phrase to use. I'm eager to hear your take on the suggestions for who ought to replace him.
Well, you know, Justice Breyer actually was one of my favorite Supreme Court justices. You know, he has been classified as a progressive, but he's you can't really kind of peg him.
I think you can buttonhole most of them anymore, really. Can you?
Yeah,
I mean, look at Roberts, what people thought about. You can do it for Clarence Thomas, maybe, and
yeah,
Sotomayor,
no,
but other
maybe.
Than that, and maybe, yeah, Gorsuch, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, but one of the interesting things is that the president has indicated during the when he was campaigning that he was going to nominate an African American woman, and there are some
Kamala
really
Harris.
Well, do you remember Clinton wanted to nominate her, but there was so much political pushback, and you know, she said, "Well, someday I'll be vice president, and no one will know what I'm doing." So you know, that all worked out. But interestingly enough, this Washington appeals court judge, who was just appointed, I think, by Biden initially, is being talked about as a replacement, and she was a clerk for Breyer. And this has happened a few times. Chief Justice Rehnquist had been a clerk. The best and the brightest law students and young law grads will go to the Supreme Court for only a couple of years, and they will clerk and do a lot of the research and a lot of the work, because one of the biggest things with the Supreme Court is they get thousands of cases are sent to them every year. And it's the clerks who are the ones that screen these, review these, and get these to the judges. So the judges may not even see some of the cases that come up, although the clerks certainly don't hide things from them. You know, my favorite story with the clerks is when Justice Earl Warren was the Chief Justice. He was a strong Chief Justice, but he was not a legal scholar. And he would decide, he would say, okay, here's where I want this case to end up. And he would turn to the clerks, go find the case law to make it work.
Right. Like any good lawyer who works for his money. Okay, tell me what you want the result to be, and I'll figure out how to get there.
Yeah.
That's it. Perfect.
Sure. Sort of like a prostitute. What do you want?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. What do you want for your money? The Florida Surgeon General's testimony. Mr. Is it Ladapo? Is that how you pronounce his name?
You know, not even sure.
Yeah. Anyway, what the read on that and what's going on in Florida in general. I don't know. Florida seems to be, in many respects, an island unto itself.
Yes, as they say, no man is an island, but some may be an isthmus. And I don't know. Florida is, it's really odd. You know, this is the kind of thing where we do have scientific evidence, you know, in regard to how we should be dealing with COVID. You know, one of the things that I found kind of distressing was Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin's got a big case, a libel case against the New York Times that had to be postponed because
she has tested
positive for COVID. And then there are pictures of her out at public restaurants just yesterday.
Public drubbing of her, I think, is a little worn out at this point, though.
I think she keeps bringing it on herself.
Well, they all step in it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's for darn sure. But, you know, the battles between Florida and national health authorities like the CDC and the FDA, it's very troubling. And, you know, the politicizing of the whole COVID pandemic has made it far worse. I don't think we would have even gotten to an Omicron variant had more people been vaccinated, and it wouldn't have had the time to mutate.
Yeah. Well, now, that could have been. Now, what the doctors are saying that are associated with my programs, that that you're better off to have had the disease. You're going to have more protection from having had it than you get from the shots. So, you know, but hopefully we keep our fingers crossed that it's pretty much kaputsky. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Farm.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Cincinnati Bengals were the NFL's worst team 2 years ago. Now they're headed to the Super Bowl to play the LA Rams in the Rams' home stadium, no less. Matching the biggest comeback in an AFC championship game, the Bengals rallied from an 18-point hole to stun Kansas City 27-24 on an Evan McPherson field goal in overtime to punch their first ticket to the big game since the 1988 season. Head coach Zach Taylor.
I don't really think it's set in. You know, it was such an incredible moment. You're really just looking down on all the players and coaches, just the joy on their faces, and it's a moment you'll never be able to replicate. You know, we may get to do this again. Hopefully that's the plan, certainly, but I don't know that it'll ever be as special as a moment we just had right there. It's pretty cool to be a part of.
In the late game, Rams overcome a 10-point deficit to take the NFC crown 20-17 over San Francisco. Meanwhile, Matt Gay's 30-yard field goal with a minute 46 remaining the difference. Super Bowl 56 is February the 13th. Investigators trying to determine the cause of last month's devastating wildfire in Colorado.
A fire raging in an underground Colorado coal field in 1883 sent so much smoke pouring from cracks in the ground that the scene was likened to burning volcanoes. The state's first mining inspector deemed the blaze impossible to extinguish. Nearly 140 years later, two fires still smolder in that now abandoned coal field near Boulder, the same area where the December wildfire destroyed more than 1,000 homes and buildings and killed at least one person. U.S. officials are tracking more than 200 such mine fires in more than a dozen states. But Boulder County officials say abandoned coal mines are just one of several possible causes, which also include power lines and human activity. I'm Ben Thomas.
More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Mitsubishi Heavy Industries and the Japan Atomic Energy Agency have signed an agreement to participate in a next-generation nuclear energy project with TerraPower, a company started by Bill Gates.
The memorandum of understanding is on cooperating in developing advanced nuclear technologies. Based in Kemmerer, Wyoming, the demonstration project will use a non-traditional sodium-cooled nuclear reactor. It'll hire workers from a local coal-fired power plant scheduled to close soon. MHI says it'll explore ways to provide technical support and to develop the reactor.
Jeremy House reports that the Japanese company says it views nuclear energy as essential for achieving net zero carbon emissions to counter climate change. You can always check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis at townhall.com. A major conviction is upheld in Maryland.
The state court of appeals has upheld a man's conviction on a charge of involuntary manslaughter in the death of a worker who was helping him dig tunnels for a nuclear bunker under a home. The court ruled the evidence was sufficient to support Daniel Beckwith's conviction in the death of 21-year-old Askia Kafra. The appeals court said Beckwith's failure to provide Kafra with a safe workplace in the tunnels constituted gross negligence. 1 year ago, a lower appeals court had overturned Beckwith's conviction. Jason Walker reporting.
On this date in 1968, the Tet Offensive began during the Vietnam War. Although the communists were beaten back, the offensive was eventually seen as a major setback for the U.S. and its allies. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use AutoTempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time once again as we get to the end of the week for the DJ Beers. Sort of an exclusive radio club, if you will, to and you're a part of the club. That's a cool thing. Jennifer Horn is, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, along with Doug Steffen, to review the charts from Talkers Magazine every week at end of week. We take an hour to sort of be a coupling with the official Talk Radio Countdown show, Michael Harrison, to have our input on the top 10 stories and the list of people that are published both at Talkers, Talkers.com, and on the DJV social media and website, DJVshow.com. So let's go through the list. Maybe we'll pick a few things out as we go through, and then we can spend more time on the things that you want to spend time on, ladies. Number 10, the winter weather situation. People on the East Coast being affected this weekend by a snowstorm, depending on where you were coming up the East Coast. A small amount in Washington, but I think they've had more snow in Washington this year than they had there for a long, long time. Normally, Washington, I remember when I was working there, it was kind of cool because when we got to February, it was time to start planting stuff fully a month ahead of what we have here in New England. Anyway,
early
so
spring,
that.
Yeah, with all the cherry blossoms come out in by April, right? Or March?
It's fabulous. Yeah, yeah. It really is. Okay, so that's the weather story. You always talk about the weather, and people grouse. It almost goes hand in hand when you have a conversation about the weather. Oh, those weather forecasters, they don't know anything. They're stupid. They lie. They don't dare this, that.
it's a very in. It, I think it's become it's much more interesting because they have much more data at their disposal, and I think they are more accurate. It would seem it's fascinating, even if they aren't right, how they get it down. Have you ever watched the Weather Channel and see how these guys they go county by county with whatever.
My grandmother
going
used
on?
To watch that for 4 hours every day. She's kind of like meditative or something.
Excuse me.
My grandmother, you live in North Carolina. You don't have to keep like the weather.
What's the weather going to be like in Abilene today?
Pay attention to hurricane season, and that's pretty much it.
That's it. Yep. Number 9 on the story list this week: the NFL playoffs. I was talking about the interview Bob Costas did with Al Michaels, who will do the play-by-play of the Super Bowl again this year, and what a fabulous, if you get a chance and you got HBO, check that interview out. But anyway, back to the players, they were talking a lot about Brady. Certainly he continues to be the story or a story. Are there other people? Aaron Rodgers is number 10 on the people list, so how does he play into all of this, ladies? What do you think?
Well, I think he was really – they expected him to win. It was kind of an upset when the 49ers won over the Green Bay Packers. But now the question is not if he's going to retire. Like, people are looking at Brady. Is this it? They're looking to see if he's going to stick with Green Bay or if he's going to move somewhere else. And there have been a ton of Internet rumors. I think the latest one I saw was that he wants to go to Denver. And then people are saying, well, if he ever wants to win a championship again, he won't go to Denver. It's just a lot of speculation about his future. I don't know. As much as he complained about being a Green Bay Packer at the beginning of this season, I don't see him moving to another team. Right now, he seemed to gel with them. They played really well this season. They were great. So, we'll see.
Yeah. All right. There's a comment, ladies and gentlemen. There are lots of them. People are all worked up about this. The ratings, despite what I say, I'm just a lone voice in the wilderness, apparently, when it comes to the safety of football, especially when you're in high school or college. But the interest in the NFL games is bigger, heavier, more expensive for advertisers than it ever has been. And there's more of it around. You can find it more on the radio. You can find more of it streaming, more of it on television. Is there a night during the week that there isn't a football game on?
Oh, my gosh. There is. I know. It's on every night. Because my husband, being a sports enthusiast the way he is, he's always got his phone with some game on. And I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. It's a Tuesday night. What are you watching?
Yeah. Yeah,
it just feels like it's every
night.
Give it
a rest, Fred.
It's Saturday, it's Sunday, it's Monday, and then it's Thursday. It's just, it's a lot.
It's glorious.
Yeah. Oh, well, if we're going to stay in football talk, then we haven't mentioned Ben Roethlisberger announcing his retirement.
Oh, right.
Age 39 from Pittsburgh, and so he's hanging up his cleats.
Well, and we knew this was coming, and as much as I cannot stand the Steelers being a Browns fan, I loved the way the last home game of the regular season, how they sent him off. They just gave him a really great send-off. The crowd was cheering for him, and you could see the appreciation and the respect amongst all the players, even the other team. It was
he's been
it
on
really
the team
was
for
a
long
thing.
Time, too.
Oh,
my gosh, he's played forever.
Forever,
and,
right?
But, you know, the thing that's nice about that and the reason that I don't think it's Tom Brady's last game is that I just don't think that Tom Brady would do that to himself. He loves football so much. I don't think you just want to go off into the night and say, yep, that was it. I'm hanging it up. Unless you're injured or something. But when you make a decision, then you know what you're playing for. You get the accolades. I mean, I don't know. That's why I think the speculation is kind of silly at this point. I mean, maybe we could be wrong and Tom Brady goes, but wouldn't he want to go in the direction of Ben Roethlisberger, also a future Hall of Famer, who's able to say thank you to the fans and they can say thank you to him? It seems like there's closure there.
Yeah. Well,
I just don't feel like Brady's ready to retire.
Brady's 44 and he's not ready.
No, he's still too healthy. He's way too healthy to retire.
Yeah, he is.
He's so good still.
Yeah.
Okay, number 8 on the story list. The big tech problems with social media. Victoria has been covering this week what's going on at Intel as part of the countdown. But in the terms of social media, probably the Neil Young thing. He not too intelligently said, look, it's either him or me. And so Spotify said, it's him, not you.
I'd be curious. Found out it's not 1973 anymore. So.
I would be curious how many spins Neil Young even gets on Spotify.
Yeah.
I feel like his core audience is definitely doing vinyl, maybe some 8-track. I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know that Spotify even took a hit.
But you know what? It was good because it called attention to what Rogan is doing and the Rogan deal.
He's allowed
not to
his
do
opinion. I mean, I think he's a moron, but he's allowed his opinions. I
Who,
think that
Rogan or Neil Rogan. Young?
Neil Young, too.
Well, he's both at this point.
Yeah.
Neil Young. I feel like we have to get out of this, and we talked about this on the DJV show this week, get out of this realm. Like, if you don't agree with me, you can't say anything. It's like homogenized thinking is so boring. I mean, I know it seems like it's nice on the surface, but you know what? It's the variety is the spice of life, and let live and let live. Just let people say their stuff.
I think
agree with it or don't. Well, also, there's so many options. If you don't want to hear it, you don't have to.
Yeah, no. Right.
I don't listen to Joe Rogan's podcast. I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't care about what he thinks. Whether I like him or agree with him or not, I don't really care. There's so many people with so many opinions. Shut the hell up.
So many other options, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. How about thinking for yourself? Duh. Number seven. What, Jennifer?
That's it. Think for yourself. Duh.
Yeah, right, exactly. What's wrong with you? You can't think for yourself. All right, that reminds me of before we leave number eight, Bongino was off on a toot this week. I don't know. He's one of those people. I don't care what he says either, but he's great at calling attention to himself, and it seems to work to a certain extent because he's somebody who's not a seasoned talk personality at all, but yet he's getting an audience on Westwood and the Westwood stations, the Cumulus stations. And, he started, a couple of months ago by saying, my company is mandating that everybody get a shot, and I've had them, but I don't agree, and I want them to change their policy, which they didn't do. And he suggested at first he was going to quit, and he didn't do that either.
I think it's because the Supreme Court mandate was down. I don't think there's the government.
Maybe. Didn't he get taken off of YouTube this week because of more of the same crap?
YouTube, which is another thing that's just ridiculous.
It is. I mean, the guy's a moron as far as I'm concerned, but he has a right to have a platform.
I don't know. I was listening to him, so I was really slow. Anybody who was going to take over for Rush it's a tough hill to climb.
It is.
But I was listening to him a little bit more because he's on when I get off of my L.A. program in the market, and I always do, bingo, right? I'm always popping around trying to figure out who's talking about what. And as for someone who didn't come from a talk radio background, I don't think he's half bad, actually. I think he's definitely better than some of the people who are podcasters who try to transition to the radio.
He's better than Ben, for sure. He's on the same network, but Ben's not a talk guy. He's a social media guy.
Shapiro,
Ben Shapiro. Right. And so, I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say he's a moron. He's obviously smarter than the average duck to be able to play.
What I also like about him, and I don't know him, so I have no allegiance to him. But one of the things that I like about him is that he is a business. He's got a lot of diverse interests. Like, he's a businessman. Yeah. When social media platforms were kicking him off, he created his own social media platform.
Yeah, smart.
And so, I mean, there's nothing, I don't know. When people tend to diversify their talents, I have a respect for that because it's not the easiest thing to do, and it's hard to have your foot in your hand in multiple businesses.
Right.
I know from experience it's a hard lot to kind of go down.
Yes, both of
but
us
he's
do.
Doing
yeah.
it, and right. so yeah. I mean I think that's kind of a
it's okay.
thing.
Maybe it shouldn't be so tough. What really bothers me, not so much him, as all these people touting or blowing the same horn. And I'll tell you, this kid, Ken Matthews, I took a couple of shots at him, having listened to him once or twice when he was on for Rush. But I did listen to him a little bit more this past week. And it's of all of them, that may be the most interesting one. Anyway, it all depends on your flavor. And it's the flavor of the day, the month, whatever. Number seven, we have time for this. What's going on? Florida, DeSantis, and the pandemic, and all of the Surgeon General said, what is it? Why do we isolate Florida out? I guess as much as anything, because of DeSantis going back and forth with Donald Trump, and that has nothing to do with the Surgeon
General. No, they're not
going
back and forth. They said there's no Ron and Don thing going on, which I thought was kind of funny, a Ron and Don thing. But
Ron Don, yes.
What happened this week is that the administration, the Biden administration, was holding back, and the FDA was holding back the doling out of monoclonal antibodies to Florida. Now, some people have said that they don't work. I know people who have had a good experience with them.
They don't work against Omicron. That's been proven.
Yeah, but neither does the vaccine, and we're still doling that out. I mean, it's like,
I don't know. And so they want to take it away.
The vaccine does work against Omicron, so that's not true.
Well, I mean, people are still getting it. It's not a true vaccine because people
right,
are
still getting it. Right, but monoclonal antibodies are when you're really, really sick in the hospital. You can only get them in the hospital.
And so but they don't work against Omicron. They don't latch onto it. And DeSantis is fighting back.
All right, anyway. So there it is. There's no obviously there's no straight line in that deal. January 6th thing, we'll get to that in a few moments, plus social media. It's 18 after the hour. Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all-over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Guidelines they would like to see. D.L. Ford wants someone qualified to uphold the law and Constitution. Brian Linetti also wants somebody who will decide issues on the Constitution, not based on their opinion. And Devin Vejvita says, just pick the best person for the job, regardless of race, gender, religion, and political party.
What does Mac think?
Mac says Buttigieg.
Does he really? Okay. I think that Buttigieg
Max
might
a big
be.
Mayor Pete fan.
Yeah.
For Pete
those
fan
of you who are wondering, Mac is Jessica's, Jay's son, and he's right there on the ready to go become the next radio star, in fact. Fascinated with a microphone and headsets, at least. All right, so let's see. My input on this is Kamala Harris to get her the heck out of the way, although
it's
can she do damage? Huh?
It's not going to be Kamala. I think there's a big chance of it because she's so unpopular right now. But here's the sticky thing for them is that unless they are sure that they could get Republicans to support that, there would be a whole lot of drama that would hold it up. And they want to get this thing done fast before the midterm elections because they're afraid they're going to lose the majority.
So then how do they get rid of her?
So if they don't think they have Republican support, then they will probably go in a different direction because you can't have a 50-50 tie and then have her as a vice president vote for herself to break
right.
the tie.
It's not
going to
happen.
Justice. So it solves a lot of problems for them.
It does.
It did because they are facing big problems for looking ahead to 2024. They could have someone clean, not clean, but a newer candidate. And people are talking about Hillary Clinton.
Hillary!
as vice president, not as obviously Supreme Court justice.
All right, let's do the Russians, shall we? The situation with Russia and the Crimea. Whoops, wait a minute. And Ukraine. The Crimea is part of the Ukraine. Anyway, number two this week, the situation there. And our question just asked for reflection, right, Jay?
Well, yeah. What, if anything, should the U.S. do about it? And pretty much everybody is like, absolutely. Absolutely nothing. The U.S. needs to just mind our own business and let the world fight their own battles for once. That was unanimous. Yeah,
it looks like. Stephen Jay said nothing. Jan Rose said, is there sandbox? Leave him alone. Celeste Erickson said, yep, mind your business. Talking about us. David Slater, offer aid in the form of weapons. That's the only kind of naysayer I see here. But don't send in the troops. I don't think anybody wants to.
Nobody wants to send our troops in.
No. There was too many memories of Afghanistan and Iraq.
Sure, right.
No, it needs that. Okay. So also as an aside this week, there was a lot of hubbub about Idris Elba being the next James Bond. So we asked our audience that. Got a couple of quickies here. Jay?
Yeah, Lisa Sutton wants Brad Pitt. Ruth Enerson says, make it Bruce Willis and
give us
a little bit of a semi-comedy. And Lynn Charlene says, Sam Elliott or Doug Steffen.
Yay!
Can you imagine Doug?
Sam Elliott's 100 years old. That's ridiculous.
I thought you were going to say Doug Steffen is 100 years old.
No, you would be a better James Bond than Sam Elliott.
I would be. Colin Farrell, I see Hugh Jackman also on the list here. All right,
Hugh
28
Jackman
after.
Could do it. The Top Radio Countdown.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But calogen just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does calogen work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking calogen alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441. To let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
You go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tide for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The DJD overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. For those of you who hear us only on the weekend, because we're on Monday through Friday, the ladies of the day and me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, do the DJD program every single morning for 4 hours for your listening and dancing pleasure. But because we accompany the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and not all of those stations carry our program, you might be interested in finding other things. And if you want to familiarize yourself sort of with what goes on in the program and listen to some of the podcasts and the show in real time, you can do that at djvshow.com. The latest podcast, as an example, that was...
I liked that. That was good.
You like that? As an example, for example... We discussed the two-year anniversary of Kobe Bryant and his daughter dying in that helicopter crash. God, does it seem like two...
Can't believe it's been two years.
I know, yeah. Right, exactly. Also, talking about a graphic novel about the Holocaust being banned in a county in Tennessee, and we tell you why that is. Then a lot of talk about actors getting engaged, that sort of thing. All of this is free for the listening. Download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, at places like that. Okay, back to the story list, if you will. Number five, the January 6th investigation. Didn't we talk this week on the DJV program about somebody, the latest person going to jail? Seems to me there have been. How many people have actually gone to jail because of this? Anybody know what the body count is?
I don't know what the total is. There are a couple from New Jersey where I am who got the longest sentence so far because he assaulted one of the Capitol Police officers. But I don't know how many total. I know hundreds of people I think have been arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, under I think just around 200, maybe just short of 200 arrests, I think. But you know, they're really throwing the book at him though. There is no.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I agree with it.
I think that we just have a really unequal form of justice right now. In California, you can murder someone and get less time than someone who is charged with a trespassing charge for January 6th, and I don't think that that's right. And I think that's a big problem.
Well, but two wrongs don't make a right.
I understand. I'm not saying, and that's why I'm saying, I don't know if it's right or wrong. I just think we need to do better. I mean, for instance, people burning down a police station during the summer, no arrests made, and now you have trespassing charges that are being, people put in jail for like 5 or 6 years. I think it's crazy. I mean, there was an attempted insurrection that nobody likes to talk about in front of the Trump White House when they burned down the church and they tried to enter the White House grounds. I don't think there have been any arrests made in that for arson or for trespassing. Not one. Nobody talks about that. So, I think we should just figure out what the rule is, what the line is, and then let everybody meet that standard and not just some over the others.
Well, there's a whole lot when you. It seems to me we've got to put all of these things together. January 6th, the business about vaccines and all of the protests. I noticed that Evangeline Lilly went to Washington to speak out, and I thought the phrase was interesting that she used. Bodily sovereignty. Here we go with another, whether that's politically correct.
She's been a big anti-vaxxer from the minute that COVID, she didn't wear a mask. She bragged about it on social media. She was with her like 85-year-old father. I mean, I think she's a wackadoo. And I wouldn't, yeah. I mean, it's America. You get to be a wackadoo. But, I have no respect for her anymore at all.
Really? I think she's kind of cute, but that doesn't have anything to do with whether she's. Anyway, as far as the vaccine is concerned. But the reason I brought it up is because, the January 6th thing, the protests, we live and we tout the fact that we ought to be able to protest in our country. This is one of the few places we can get away with it and not get shot. And yet we haven't done a good job of, policing ourselves is probably the best way. Are we capable of doing that? We you know, talk about the police not doing a good job, but are we, and let's defund the police, yada, yada, are we capable in a general sense of policing ourselves? I'm not sure that we're even capable of governing ourselves anymore, never mind policing ourselves. So when you see these things pop up, I'm all for protests. I'm all for demonstrations that are peaceful. Listen, I've spent a lot of time on the radio going counter to the grain, and sometimes have worked people up into a frenzy over something that may or may not have been all that important. But, you know, you have a bully pulpit and you can stir people up. I mean, look at all the people who do get stirred up about basically nothing. And then there are things that are substantive. So how do you know how to separate the wheat from the chaff? I think is an interesting farm analogy. Okay, so anyway, number four is the economy and what it's doing, in a sense, to the number of, and there's probably two parts to this, ladies, the fact that we have more crime now, more violence. I was kind of looking around at what went on in Michigan as an example, the school shooter there, that, remember, this 15-year-old kid who's accused of killing four students at the high school in Michigan is going to pursue an insanity defense, that one wonders how much more of that. He's going through mental exams now, and then the judge is going to decide.
If that's true, then his parents should be locked up, because his parents are the ones that went out and bought a gun for a kid that if he's insane and he didn't know what he was doing, then why did they say,
oh, yeah, he's always had mental problems. Right.
Yeah.
If they went out and broke the law to get a gun for a young person and thought that he was a trustworthy individual to have that responsibility.
Well, they're nuts, too.
And they've been arrested. Yeah, they've been arrested. So.
Well, they've also been charged with manslaughter, so.
Yeah, there were also parent-teacher conferences about him, so they knew that there was an issue.
Right. Yep. And so,
I think you can't have an insanity plea without the parents taking then full responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, I think we're on the same page there. Anything else to say about Breyer and who replaces him? We had a nice time talking about some of the replacements during our social media segment. I don't know, at this point, it's just all talk and BS. So let's wait a while and see what happens.
Well, I think the newsworthy thing to talk about is that Biden says he's going to have a nominee by the end of February, which indicates they're going to move really quickly through this pre-election, which I don't think is a surprise. Again, you know, they might lose a majority, so they're trying to do it when they have the most favorable odds of getting confirmation. So I think that's a big
piece. Well, they did that with Amy Coney Barrett, too. That went 100%, like lightning speed.
Yeah. That one was actually one of the fastest nominations. Yeah. Gorsuch was like 300 days, and the rest of he was one of the longer ones. But it's kind of interesting to see how that works. The process, of course, the political what ifs is interesting to play with scenarios. But I think the other thing is that the stories from pretty solid sources around Breyer say that he knew he was going to retire, but that he wasn't ready to announce, and that someone leaked it to the news media because they wanted to make sure that he was out in time so that they had the time to do this. So,
So at the end of the term, supposedly, which comes, what, in June?
Yeah.
That's when he would retire. Yep. Okay. Number one this week is more on COVID. I see that the Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, says that the nation's schools have to act more urgently to help all the students who have fallen so far behind because of COVID. We must make up for lost time. That's a nice line. So what are they going to do?
Well, his plan is that he wants every school to have more counselors for mental health, more tutoring. I have three good friends who are teachers in public school, and they're all tutoring kids after school now. So,
making extra money?
Yeah, making extra money, and the kids have fallen really far behind. Some kids thrived doing, the remote learning, and other kids just didn't. So there's a huge divide, like maybe more than it's ever been. And it wasn't great going into the pandemic, but and the other thing that's really frustrating is there's $130 billion that was part of the American Rescue Plan that just went to schools, and largely most schools haven't even touched it yet.
Yeah.
And so Biden last week, he said, look, use it. He's like, this is the money that we put aside for schools. Like, why are you not using it? I don't know. It's in New Jersey, it's been a frustration, too. In local news, that schools are sitting on this money, and
They're fighting about how to use it and what they're going to do. And
it's lacking all the way around. Public education in this country is not what it ought to be and not what we're paying for. I think that pretty much everybody, pretty much most people would agree with that, unless you're a teacher. I think the kids that you have in your family are doing very well. Here's a poll from the Center for Public Affairs showing that 15% say they'll consider the pandemic over only when COVID-19 is eliminated. You got a long wait for that one, Charlie.
Right.
It's going to be around and around and around. It'll be another flu, part of the flu shot, and that's it. And 83% said they feel the pandemic would be over when it's largely a mild illness, which is coming very quickly down the pike, even though it doesn't seem so, because the news media is not doing well. They want to scare everybody, and so you're not getting the story about where it's fallen off. There are still plenty of pockets in America where it's a problem, no question about it. But the actual numbers of people getting it are way, way, way down. 37% in this poll, 37% of parents consider it essential their children are vaccinated before they go back to everything goes back to normal. 37%, that's interesting, one-third of parents. 47% of Americans think it's essential that they get a booster. Poll shows more Americans are taking precautionary measures. I talked about this with Ken Kronhaus on DJV Health. He's kind of as much of a vacciner as he is. He believes in it, but he thinks, you know, pretty much everybody's had COVID or is going to before this is over. And so the best way, even though it's uncomfortable, to not get it is to have had it. It's better than the vaccines by far. And so there's another thing. And I think people are hearing that and say, okay, well, it's pretty much almost over. I didn't get my vaccines, so I'm going to just let it. If I get it, good, I'll be okay. And so there's still a lot of stuff about masks and yay. I'm actually getting really annoyed. It's because it's around here, the numbers are way off where I am in Massachusetts. And now just this week, people have started wearing masks or requiring it. I went into a store the other day. I said, do you guys know what's going on, really? They said, what do you mean? I said, it's over. You're too late. Hello. Anyway, the health factors that may explain why some people get long COVID. Did you see this? Why some are stuck with long COVID, others fully recover. This was something I didn't talk to Ken about. You can get that info, by the way, by going to djvhealthshow.com, Ken Kronhaus. Researchers following 200 COVID patients for a couple of months after the diagnosis, finding that regardless of whether they had a mild or severe case, they're more likely to have four commonalities: high level of coronavirus RNA in their blood, history of Epstein-Barr virus. I've had that.
I have that.
Yeah.
Never goes away once you have it.
The shingles, all that stuff. Yep, right. Mononucleosis, that's it. Let's see here. The autoimmune disorders that attack the immune system. And the last factor was type 2 diabetes, which I think we've talked about ad nauseum here as a factor that explains why some people get long COVID. And then there's Goldie Hawn's nonprofit helping children cope with pandemic life. I thought this was pretty neat. She had depression, and a lot of children apparently are depressed going through this. So
yeah,
I guess, two cheers or three cheers for her. Good for her. All right, here we are, having taken a look at our charts for the week. Thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour, close to it. Time now for a review. The official story list, if you will, it appears at talkers.com and also on the DJV page as well. Number 10 on the story list this week is a focus on the winter weather. Hello, it's winter, and the weather's bad. Number 9, I think that's the story. Number 9, the NFL, the games, what's happening with the playoffs. Number 8, the social media problems and things that seem to, the flaps around social media and things that people are listening to, like Neil Young. Number 7, the Trump thing in Florida. Number 6, race relations. Number 5, January 6th. Number 4, the economy. Number 3, Justice Breyer. Number 2, the Russians. And number 1, was number 3 last week. Bopped. It's kind of, I sound like Casey Kasem. Back up at number 1 this week. the COVID situation. So those are the top stories, according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The people list from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Aaron Rodgers, for obvious reasons. At number 9, a combo, a twin spin, if you will, Neil Young and Joe Rogan. If there was a wrestling match, Neil would have lost, but he didn't have to wrestle to lose this one. Spotify says, we'll take Joe, thank you. Joseph Latipo, the Florida Surgeon General, is number 8. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, I got to get that right, number 7. They've been in the list of people for quite a long time now. Trump is at 6. Jerome Powell is at 5. Vice President Harris is at 4. Stephen Breyer at 3. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 2. And number 1 is the president in residence. That's our Joe. Joe Biden, number 1 on the people list, as you might imagine. It's pretty much the way it goes. Although he's been very public this past week as well. So there they are, the people on the list helping to get us to discuss the stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I want a new laptop for the new year, but I'm working with last year's budget.
It's possible at Staples.
How about a PC that can manage my workload at a price I can manage?
Also possible. Your local Staples has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. This week, get the Lenovo IdeaPad 5i with Intel i5 processor for just $549.99. You save $180. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/29/22. Limit 2. In-store only.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a next-level Windows 10 laptop, look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from Asus. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity, featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the Asus ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand-new tilt tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology as we count down from number five to number one. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Peloton puts on the brakes, it would seem. That's number five this week. What the heck's going on there?
Oh, man. Peloton can't catch a break, right? So after all of the stuff with Mr. Big dying on a Peloton and then the Ryan Reynolds swooping in commercial that saved it and bounced it back, and then everything happened with Chris Noth, and it's just been a bumpy ride. And they got, unfortunately, they got served another big bumpy moment when on Billions, which is a show on Showtime, the popular character Wags also suffered a heart attack while on the Peloton. And
but
so Peloton
survived. He said,
he did.
I didn't die like Mr. Big, right?
He said, I'm not going out like Mr. Big. But, yeah, I mean, it's become synonymous now, death and Peloton. So, and it's really affecting their bottom line. They're down 14% now in the last quarter, and so much so that the demand has kind of dried up, and so they're halting the bike and treadmill equipment stuff. They're starting next month. They're just going to freeze production and see what can happen. Maybe they can bounce back again. I don't know. Maybe Ryan Reynolds has to come back and help them. I'm not sure what could help them at this point, though.
Yeah. Number four on our countdown of technology stories this week, Apple has created a personal safety guide.
Yeah, we've been talking for several months now of women finding that they are being stalked with AirTags and in their cars, in their purses. The Sports Illustrated model found one in her pocket. Someone had slipped one in her pocket and followed her around New York City for 5 or 6 miles. And so this has become an international issue. And so Apple has launched the Personal Safety User Guide, and it is you can find it on their website. And it's a hub that's divided into, different sections, personal safety checklists and things like that, privacy tools. And then they also have, for AirTag safety, they have, different ways to make sure that the tracker is letting you know that someone else is connected to your phone. That's the most important thing that especially women need to always be aware of. If you hear anything beeping, that those AirTags will beep after they're far enough away from their owner. So that will be a clue.
Number three, hackers targeting Uber users.
Yeah, I know, right? It feels like we're just inundated and we're under attack constantly, either from hacking or from
technology.
Actual stalkers. So this story came out. A guy was waiting for his Uber down in Miami, and he was on his way to the airport, and he got a series of text messages from who he thought was the driver. With different security codes and things like that. And he started texting this person back, and sure enough, within seconds, this person had scammed everything from this guy. His American Express card had been charged for a $200 tip on a $6 ride, which never happened. So Uber is still investigating if this was the driver who was the scammer or if someone else hacked into this situation. But always just make sure that you only communicate with your Uber driver through the Uber app. Never give out your phone number, never give out your email or any other personal info. And that's something that Uber has been trying to stress as well.
Seems like common sense. Number two, how bad is the chip shortage?
Yeah, this was a big conversation this week. The White House, the Commerce Secretary, Gina Raimondo, had a briefing with reporters, and essentially they were all talking about 150 chip makers from around the world were participating in this new report. And so basically, depending on what company and who you want to believe, Intel says this that the chip shortage won't end until 2023. NVIDIA and AMD, other big chip makers, they think it could be the second half of 2022. The bottom line is we don't really know, except we do know that demand is now up 17% higher for chips in 2021 than it was in 2019. So great. We've got a lack of inventory, plus we've got more demand. So that's creating a huge, huge problem.
All right, number one this week in the top tech stories.
So this was the other big chip announcement of the week. Intel says they're going to spend $20 billion on a new chip manufacturing site in New Albany, which is near Columbus, Ohio. It's going to be a 1,000-acre location. It's a huge campus, and it's initially going to play host to two chip factories. They're going to hire at least 3,000 people and tens of thousands more across, you know, suppliers and partners and things like that. Construction's going to kick off this year. It will become operational in 2025, and so they're now calling it the Silicon Heartland. This could be the next Silicon Valley. And Intel's going to invest actually $100 billion in the site over the next 10 years.
They're trying to figure out. I talked to a friend of mine the day the announcement was made who lives in Columbus, and people in Columbus say, what do they need 1,000 acres for? All right, that's it. Top five stories, the charts, if you will, for technology this week. 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's not always about you. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Sometimes when others express to us the ways in which we hurt them, we can feel a need to defend ourselves, justify, or minimize our actions. And then sometimes we even find a way to turn the pain they're expressing around as an offense against us, almost as if we are hurt by the fact that they would acknowledge that we hurt them. But when that happens, I would invite you to step back and recognize that, well, hey, you're human, and you do no doubt hurt others from time to time, whether intentionally or unintentionally. So it really is perfectly okay sometimes to just listen to the hurt others are expressing and maybe even go ahead and just apologize. Because, like I said, it's not always about you. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The Pentagon says Russia now has a complete range of military options, including actions short of a full-scale invasion of Ukraine.
Top U.S. military officials say Moscow has amassed ground, naval, and air forces near Ukraine, as well as cyber warfare capabilities. Nevertheless, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says,
conflict is not inevitable. There is still time and space for diplomacy.
He says Russia now has the capability to use these forces against Ukraine, something Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley warns against.
We strongly encourage Russia to stand down and to pursue a resolution through diplomacy.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, it was the Rams beating the 49ers Sunday, 2017, to advance to the Super Bowl. Cooper Kupp caught two touchdown passes from Matthew Stafford for the Rams, who began the fourth quarter down 17-7. But after Kupp's second touchdown catch and a trying tying field goal, the Rams drove for Matt Gay's go-ahead 30-yard field goal with a minute 46 to play. Head coach Sean McVay says the team was very focused.
They had a good look in their eye, really, the last couple weeks, but especially this week. They knew that it was its own separate entity from the previous games, and they came out here and delivered in a big way.
L.A. will play the Bengals the first time they're going to the big game since 1988 after Cincinnati shocked Kansas City, thanks to rookie Evan McPherson's overtime field goal. The sun was shining on much of the East Coast Sunday, but on Saturday, National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says the nor'easter was a major winter storm starting in coastal Virginia, traveling up to New England. Winds that had gusted to more than 80 miles an hour Saturday died down Sunday, but temperatures climbed into the upper teens and 20s. News and analysis, settownhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A Colorado-based aviation company has chosen North Carolina as the location for a new plant that will manufacture next-generation supersonic passenger jets.
Boom Supersonic has announced that Piedmont Triad International Airport in Greensboro will be the home for its first full-scale manufacturing facility. The company says it'll create over 1,750 jobs by 2030, with a goal of reaching more than 2,400 jobs by 2032. Local and state boards approved hefty financial incentives for Boom Supersonic.
Jeremy House reports Boom is one of several companies trying to revive supersonic passenger travel. The company says its Overture plane will be rolled out in 2025 and will travel at twice the speed of today's passenger jets. Be sure to check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The mainstream media stepping up its questioning of mask mandates in schools.
A flood of recent news articles and opinion pieces at mainstream and progressive outlets have aggressively questioned the policy of universal masking in schools. What was once media orthodoxy and is still recommended by the CDC has got a surge of media pushback, with authors calling for removing masks entirely from schools, or at least generating a plan to end their mandated use once the Omicron variant abates. About two-thirds of school districts nationwide still require masks in schools as the pandemic enters its third year. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's recent executive order ending school mask mandates was applauded by some of the media. Patrick Frost reporting.
A Kansas man is being held in Maryland on charges he threatened President Biden. The court filing says the man had made threats to several Secret Service agents called the police in Independence, Kansas, to let them know he was traveling to Washington to see the president. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and this time a couple of radio's most beloved couples, as we open with Burns and Allen, and later the adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. The Burnses and the Nelsons indeed were real married couples, and they also spent time on both radio and television. George and Gracie launched on radio in 1932, and they moved to TV 18 years later, while Ozzie and Harriet worked together first on other folks' variety programs, namely Red Skelton's, and then got their own show in 1944. It made a very successful transition to TV in 1952, with a couple of overlapping years. All right, let's get this married couple comedy theme rolling. Up first, Tax Time from Burns and Allen.
It's from February 26th of 1948.
It's the Amadev Show, transcribed in Hollywood and starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, Dee Benedera, Doris Singleton, Hal March, Marvin Miller, Harry Lubin, and the Amadev Orchestra. For healthy laughter, it's George and Gracie. And for healthier teeth, for fewer cavities, it's Amadev Toothpaste. Well, last night, George took Gracie to the ballet, and it's an evening he'll never forget. But he'd like to. To Gracie, it was a new and exciting experience, and she's still thrilled about it.
Oh, gee, everybody was there. Did you notice Bob Taylor and Barbara Stanwyck sitting in front of us?
Yeah, that Barbara Stanwyck certainly is gorgeous.
Oh, I'll say. Those actors really marry beautiful women, don't you, George?
Yes, that we do.
During intermission, there was some very exciting gossip in the powder room.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Harris said, I wonder why Sarah Treadwell didn't come to the ballet. So I said, well, maybe she had a fight with her husband. And she said, oh, not Sarah. And I said, well, I don't blame her if he's running around with another woman. And so she said, poor Sarah, who'll take care of their five children? And I said, well, not that no-good husband of hers.
Well, that sounds real exciting.
Yes. It would be even more exciting if I knew who Sarah Treadwell was.
You don't know Sarah Treadwell?
I don't even know Mrs. Harris.
Interesting yarn. What did you think of the ballet?
Oh, I loved it. Although you dozed off a couple of times.
I ate too much dinner. Pickles were delicious.
But the dancers were so polite. They danced on their toes so they wouldn't wake you.
Well, to show my appreciation, I'll go backstage and teach them how to dance the Peabody.
Peabody? What's that?
He's a banjo player who's married to Sarah Treadwell.
Oh, wow. You know, the last scene of the ballet disappointed me. Remember how that big, strong, handsome man in tights chased the beautiful ballerina?
Yeah.
He chased her around that stage like crazy. She ran and he ran. She jumped and he jumped. She flew and he flew. When he finally caught her, boom, down came the curtain. I wish he'd started chasing her 10 minutes sooner.
Well, we'll read about it in Luella Parsons' column. Honey, that was the idea of the ballet. When the fellow caught the girl, the show was over.
It's a good thing Bill Goodwin isn't a ballet dancer. The show would have been over in 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Bill is slowing up. Come in.
Hello, George.
Hello, Ralph. How are you? Gracie, you know Ralph Hanley. He makes out our income tax every year.
Oh, of course. How are you, Mr. Hanley?
Fine, thank you, Mrs. Burns.
George told me you were coming, so to help you, I figured out our income tax. You'll find it on the desk. The government owes us $6 million.
Mrs. Burns, how did you ever get such a figure?
Oh, no starches and plenty of exercise.
Lots of fresh air, too.
By the way, Mr. Hanley, how come we never got the $9 million I figured the government owed us last year?
They're waiting until next year, and then they'll send us the state of Texas. Ralph, have you had breakfast? Would you like Gracie to scramble some eggs?
Oh, please, George, we're out of eggs.
The grocer left a dozen yesterday.
I know, but I heard about a new thing called an egg shampoo, so I tried it. And when I shampooed the eggs, they broke.
Just fix us some coffee.
All right.
Well, Ralph, how's the tax look this year?
Oh, about the same as last. But I've been listening to you sing on the program, and we can deduct for that throat operation.
I didn't have a throat operation.
I know, but you're going to, aren't you?
Just make out the tax. When I need bad jokes, I'll send for my writers.
I was only kidding, George. By the way, I see you're getting your money from a new source this year.
Yeah, I'm still married to Gracie. Oh. You mean the sponsor, the new sponsor?
Yeah. How are they?
Oh, they're wonderful people.
I've been using that Amadev toothpaste, and it's great.
Well, thanks, Ralph.
George, if you'll give me the canceled checks and records, I'll get busy. But please, don't let Gracie help me this year. Last year, when I took her to have some papers notarized, the man asked her to identify herself. So she opened her compact, looked in the mirror, and said, "Yes, it's me, all right."
Well, I'll see that she doesn't bother. Come in.
Hello, George. Is Gracie here? I'd like to speak to her.
Gracie, Harry Martin wants to see you.
I'll be right out.
Harry, this is Ralph Hanley, my income tax man.
I don't know how to do, Mr. Martin.
What do you want to see Gracie about, Harry?
Well, tomorrow's Blanche's birthday, George, and I don't know what to get her. I thought maybe a diamond ring or a new car. By the way, Mr. Hanley, is that deductible?
No, it isn't.
I don't know what to get her. I thought maybe a handkerchief or bobby pin.
Pipe cleaners would be nice.
Hello, Gracie.
George, I fixed some coffee for you and Mr. Hanley. You'll find it on the stove.
Thanks.
And I thought you'd like something to go with the coffee, so I made you some tea.
Good. Now we can dunk. Come on. Come on, Ralph. Let's go in the den and get started on this thing.
Gracie, I'm trying to decide what to give Blanche for her birthday. Have you heard her mention anything she'd like?
No, but why don't you get her a green necklace to match the gold bracelet you gave her for Christmas?
Oh, she's got enough jewelry. Say, do you think it'd be all right if I gave Blanche a pet?
Why not? You're married.
No, I mean something like a dog.
Oh, no, don't get a dog. I had one, and he couldn't even learn to run and fetch a stick. I threw that stick and brought it back between my teeth 100 times. That stupid dog just sat there and looked at me like I was crazy.
I wonder why. Yeah, you're right about the dog, Gracie. Perfume might be nicer, or maybe a pretty nightgown.
Well, that's a good idea. Oh, I can just picture Blanche in a sheer black nightgown.
Me too. Well, there goes that idea. Think of something, Gracie.
Oh, I got it. A television set. My Uncle Fred just bought a beauty for $12,500.
$12,500 for a television set?
Well, that included the bar. That's what he really wanted.
Hey, I know what I'll get. Blanche has always wanted an alligator bag. I'll surprise her with that. I'll put it in the candy box so she won't guess what it is, and when she opens it up, she'll faint. Oh, this is a wonderful idea.
Oh, it's nothing. I got a million of them.
I'll be running along.
George, Harry is leaving.
Hey, Harry. Before you go, the Friars are giving a little sociable Friday night. Would you like to be my guest? There'll be some swell entertainment. Jolson, Groucho, Crosby, Hope, Benny, Cantor, Jessel.
Well, I'd love to, George, but I can't Friday. Spade Cooley is on television.
Spade Cooley, huh? I'll bring the Friars to your house.
So long.
So long. Can you imagine a man being that stupid?
Isn't he a dope? Spade Cooley's on Saturday night.
Yeah, well, I better get back and help Ralph with the tax.
Oh, George, would you ask him how much a woman can deduct for a missing husband?
Who's missing?
Uncle Joe, Aunt Clara's husband. And if the government will allow
him to... I've seen Aunt Clara. Joe isn't missing. He's hiding.
No, George, he's missing. You see, Uncle Joe's hobby was blowing glass. Every night he'd sit on the back porch blowing glass. And one night he blew... I'll read it again, huh?
Yeah.
I thought... Well...
Let's take it again. Would you like to have me give you 2 beats?
No, I can... George, he's missing.
This is Uncle Joe.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see, Uncle Joe's hobby was glass blowing.
Oh, he was a glass blower.
Every night he'd sit on the back porch blowing glass.
Yeah.
And one night he blew a bottle around himself.
He sat on the back porch and blew a bottle around himself?
Mm-hmm. And in the morning the milkman took him away with the empties.
Gracie, you don't believe that story, do you?
Well, why not? Lots of people have back porches.
Oh, yes, I forgot that, yeah.
Oh, and poor Aunt Clara had to support herself selling homemade bread.
Well, that's not easy.
Oh, Aunt Clara is a very smart businesswoman. She didn't sell her bread the day she made it. She kept it till the next day.
Why was that?
Well, that way it was day-old bread and she could sell it cheaper.
Sounds right to me, isn't that funny? Well, Ralph can't help Aunt Clara. He specializes in actors. He just finished Jack Benny's income tax yesterday. When Benny heard the bad news, he went down to Max Factor's and tore his hair out.
Do actors have special deductions, Judge?
Sure. For example, the other day you bought stamps to answer my fan mail. That's deductible.
Gee, that's 3 cents right there.
Wait a minute. 3 cents? You told me you spent $32.03. Explain that.
Well, you know how on the way to the post office you passed Bullock's?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Look, excuse me, Mrs. Burns. I can't go on with your tax until you explain some of these expenses. Now, here's an item. $50 for 10 pogo sticks. Why did you buy 10?
That's all they had.
But, Mrs. Burns, what do you want with them?
Those sticks come in very handy in case you're attacked by a pogo.
George, where's the aspirin?
You'll find 2 bottles in the bottom drawer of the desk.
Thanks.
Gracie, just what is a pogo?
I don't know. But I couldn't tell him that. He might think I was dumb.
Now he thinks you're smart.
Hey, Judge, do you think our tax bill will be very high this year?
Yeah, but thank goodness for the community property law.
Community property law?
That's
right. What's that?
Well, it's a law that says that half of everything I've got is yours and half of everything you've got is mine.
Oh? Uh-huh. Then how come I only get 1/4 of what we make?
Well, that's the way it works out. I'll show you. Now, here in my hand, I've got $1 and change. Half of everything I've got is yours. Here's 50 cents.
Thank you.
Now, half of everything you've got is mine. How much have you got?
50 cents.
Give me 1/4. There, you see how it works?
Mm-hmm, I see how it works. Let's do that again, and this time I'll start with $1.
Okay.
Now, half of everything I've got is yours. Mm. Here's 50 cents.
Thanks.
How does that second part go again?
Half of everything you've got is mine. How much have you got?
50 cents.
Give me 1/4. Thanks.
You were right, George. It comes out the same way each time.
Well, sure.
Now, you must get awfully discouraged being married to a woman who doesn't understand money.
Well, sometimes it comes in real handy.
Time for intermission on the Burns and Allen Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Root.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR. Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Show you how the government can save a fortune. Do away with the mint.
Do away with the mint.
Sure. Why
just do away with it?
Yes.
Yes.
Why print money? Why not buy it ready-made?
That's an idea.
We can buy it from China. I hear their money is very cheap.
Yes, we can get some in Macy's basement.
And another way our government can save money? Stop printing stamps. We don't need them anyway. My sister Bessie mails letters every day and never uses a stamp.
Then they must be returned.
But that's the idea. Bessie's crazy about the postman.
I wish Bessie would get married. You know, come in.
Hi, Burns.
Oh, hello, Bill.
How are you, Bill? You still in love?
Oh, more than ever, Gracie. It was just a week ago today that I met Ann Nelson, so I went to buy her some flowers. And while I was standing there waiting for them, I realized that this was the only girl for me.
She really got you, huh?
Oh, man, when did you meet this florist?
You fell in love with the florist? It's a good thing you buy your cigarettes from a machine.
To Ann.
Well, certain people said I was interested in Ann just for her money.
Who said that?
Her banker when I checked her account.
Bill, do you mean to say that you walked into this florist shop and fell in love with the girl just like that?
Oh, no, no. There was some dialogue first. I said, "Hello, miss, I'd like to buy some flowers." And she said, "Roses are nice." And I said, "Fine." She said, "How do you like the stems?" And I said, "Gorgeous." And the rest of you is cute, too. And we were engaged.
Well, there's nothing like a nice long courtship.
Gee, what a sweet girl, George. She gave me a carnation for my buttonhole.
Well, now that's a silly trade. What could she do with your buttonhole?
Press it in a book.
Say, Bill, I...
Press it in a book.
Oh, I like it. The Mortons over for dinner tomorrow night. It's Blanche's birthday. How about you and your girl joining us?
Oh, we'd love to, Gracie.
Oh, good. I'll phone Blanche.
By the way, Bill, what's your girl's name?
Mona Knox. It used to be Ethel Knox, but the gasoline company paid her to change it.
My first name used to be Asbestos, but they paid me off, too.
Asbestos Burns. Oh, I get it. Now, boys, please, there's an artist phoning.
Oh, yes.
Hello?
Hello, Blanche. This is Gracie. Would you and Harry like to come over to dinner tomorrow night to celebrate your birthday?
Oh, I'd love to. I'll ask Harry and call you back.
All right. Incidentally, I helped Harry decide on your present. You'll love it.
Oh, what is it, Gracie?
Oh, I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
Oh, please.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me guess. Is it a new stove?
Well, you're so close, I might as well tell you. It's an alligator bag.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm glad you know, Blanche. He's going to put it in the candy box, and I was scared to death you might eat it.
Yeah. Well, I'll call you back, Gracie.
Bye.
Goodbye. Harry, Gracie just invited us over there tomorrow night for my birthday dinner.
Oh, murder. I hope Gracie doesn't bake you a cake. Remember that soggy thing she baked for George's last birthday?
Now, Harry, it wasn't her fault George's cake was soggy.
No?
No. Had so many candles, he couldn't blow them out. They had to turn the hose on him.
Why don't you stop exaggerating? George isn't as old as he looks.
He couldn't be.
I've got news for you. 18 years with Gracie and Butch Jenkins would look like that. Poor George is over there right now trying to figure out his income tax. Believe me, it would be a lot easier if it weren't for Gracie.
I'll say it would. He wouldn't have any. I don't see how that schnook ever tricked Gracie into marrying him.
He didn't trick her. She wanted to get married the worst way.
Well, she did.
Aren't we clever today?
Care. I love Gracie. She's very sweet to give me a birthday dinner.
Yeah, I can't wait to get there. Last time I went over there to dinner, someone told Gracie that stewed chicken was the most tender. When I got there, George was trying to sober it up so he could kill it.
Is a lot better than Sugar Throat's entertaining. So help me, if he sings tomorrow night, I'll slug him with my new alligator bag.
Alligator, so Gracie told you. I should have known I couldn't trust her.
Well, it's really my fault, she told me. I put the idea into her head.
Blanche, putting an idea into her head is like putting a basketball into a thimble.
Hush. I'll tell her we're coming.
Hello?
Gracie, this is Blanche. We'll be there for dinner tomorrow night.
Oh, good. We'll expect you, Blanche. Oh, what kind of mints do you like? Wintergreen or clove?
Why?
I'm making hot mince pie.
We're on a diet, Gracie. Gracie. See you tomorrow night. Goodbye.
Bye. George, where did Bill go?
His girl Mona sitting out in the car. I told him to bring her in.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? At last, Bill is really in love.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't meet anybody on the way out to the car. What a guy. A new romance every week.
George, it's me again. Mrs. Burns, can you explain this item? One rubber boot for left foot, $10.
Well, what do you want explained?
Why did you buy it?
It was the bargain. I got it for half what a pair would cost.
But why did you buy one left boot?
I've only got one left foot.
Satisfied, Ralph?
Oh, sure. I'll go in and finish the income tax.
Income tax?
Yeah.
Hey, Ralph, you're going in the closet.
Oh, pardon me.
I'm a little worried about that guy. Did you notice that dazed look on his face?
Oh, that's nothing. Almost everybody I talk to has that look.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm still...
George and Gracie, I'd like you to meet my fiancée, Miss Knox. Mona, this is Mr. and Ms. Burns.
Oh, how do you do? Nice to meet you. Bill has told me all about you. He says you've been working for him for almost 10 years.
That's what Bill told you?
Yes. He says you're a wonderful announcer.
Bill, this may come as a surprise, but I'm thinking very seriously of leaving you.
George, Gracie, come here a minute. Hmm? Play along with me. I'm trying to make an impression.
Oh, okay. Mona, we're all going to play along with this.
Missy! Mona is not in on this.
Oh, forget it, Mona.
As I was saying, Mona, George has been announcing for me for 10 years. Is that right, boy?
Yes, sir.
Boy?
I say funny things. I'm a comedian.
What do you do, Mrs. Burns?
Oh, I help my husband. He's one of the greatest announcers in the radio business. Has a beautiful voice.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Won't you show me what you do, Mr. Burns?
Oh, he'll be glad to. Listen. Are you reducing tooth decay with amidant ammoniated tooth? Take it, Judge.
Paste.
And tastes delightful. It leaves your teeth bright and sparkling, your mouth feeling fresh and clean. Amidant is a grand wake-up tooth...
paste.
Amidant is recommended by more dentists than any other dentifrice. Give your entire family the protection of amidant ammoniated tooth...
Would somebody hand me a glass of water, please?
Yeah, here.
Paste.
Okay, now, George, that's enough. Mona, even if it means losing you, I've got to tell the truth. George isn't the announcer. Amidant's a great product, and they have the world's greatest announcer to talk about it. But I was just too modest to tell you it was me.
Yes, Mona, he's a real shy boy.
Mr. Burns, if you're not the announcer, what do you do?
Well, sit down and show us, Sugar Throat.
And if I call you Buttercup, the dandelions might eat you up. So buy a ring and change your name to mine.
That's what I do.
Oh, you're the sound effects man.
No, I'm the script girl.
I've got another item here, Mrs. Burns.
Folks, I want you to meet Mr. Hanley.
How do you do, Mr. Hanley?
Oh, I'll be right in, Ralph. See you tomorrow night, Bill. And we're having the same dinner we had the last time you were here. So will you stop by the Brown Derby and ask them to send over a bottle of bourbon?
Stewed chicken again, huh?
Well, excuse me, I'll go in and see Ralph.
Hey, George, who's the guy with the loose shingle? One of Gracie's relatives?
Yeah, he's our tax man. He's trying to figure out Gracie's check stubs.
Oh, well, that explains it. Come on, Mona. So long, George.
Bye.
Bye. 4 years with the Pee Wee Quartet, and she calls me a sound effects man.
I love to call you Rose, dear, but roses fade away. Roses die when winter time fades. I love to call you Daisy. Oh, Daisy's high.
Oh, yes.
I don't think Ralph Hanley should do our text. He's too nervous. You know, he asked me why I bought 1,000 ping pong balls, and when I told him, he seemed upset.
Well, why did you buy them?
Well, I use them instead of mothballs. They don't smell up the closet.
But they don't kill any moths.
Oh, yes, they do. When the moths bite into them, there's nothing there, and they starve to death.
Don't let anybody steal this idea. I'll get it. Hello?
George, this is Harry Morton. I'm coming over to help you with your income tax.
Harry, I've got a tax man.
You had one. He just jumped out your window, and he's running down the street.
Thanks, Harry. Gracie, come over here to the window. Look at Ralph Hanley running down the street.
Mine's flying, isn't he?
Yes. And do you know why?
Oh, sure. He's got to get that tax to Washington by March 15th.
Yes, that's what I meant.
That was from February 26, 1948. At the time it aired, the tax deadline day was not April 15th. In 1913, after the passage of the 16th Amendment, Congress specified that March 1st would be the deadline. In 1918, it was pushed to the 15th of March, and it remained there until the tax overhaul of 1954 pushed it to its April date. All right, folks, up next here on Win Radio was the second married couple comedy in a row. It's The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet right after this break.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Walk the streets of Dodge City with William Conrad as Marshal Matt Dillon in 20 masterpieces of Western storytelling. In Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Gunsmoke Flashback.
You make one move here and your time's up, and I'll take you, all three of you.
For a limited time, when Radio Was listeners can save 50% and get Gunsmoke Flashback for just $19.99, go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FLASH33 now.
What are we going to do?
Go get him, that's all.
Get your copy of Gunsmoke Flashback for half price at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. Remember, offer code FLASH33 to pay only $19.99. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shop. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you love gaming, you know how online games demand a lot from your Wi-Fi. And that's why TP-Link's GX90 Wi-Fi router is designed specifically for gamers. With big bandwidth, faster speeds, dedicated Wi-Fi channels, and as TP-Link's Jens Hennings explains, it's really easy to customize.
Yeah, so there's two different ways. One way is you can go right into the device itself, and there's a link when you first set up the device to go into Game Center. It's essentially a dashboard where you can select game accelerator or the port forwarding or even things like home care, which gives you antivirus and parental control settings and things like that if you want to control those. Or you can do it through the app.
Check out TP-Link's Archer GX90 at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. I'm Greg Bell, and it's time now for The Nelsons and the episode Housekeeping from February 6th of 1949.
America's finest silver plate is 1847 Rogers Brothers. From Hollywood, International Silver Company, creators of 1847 Rogers Brothers Silver Plate, presents The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Going on in the living room of the Nelsons at 1847 Rogers Road. There's David, age 12, and Ricky, age 8, on their hands and knees, creeping toward the Davenport. Their faces look so serious. Must be somebody hiding back there. I wonder who it is. Maybe it's Nick, the family dog, or maybe it's little Will Thornberry from next door. Hey, those feet look awful big for... Why, it's Ozzie! Now, what's a full-grown man doing hiding behind the Davenport?
We got you! Gotcha.
Okay, fellas, okay, you caught me. I surrender.
Gee, Pop, you aren't playing right. We're supposed to be the cowboys and you're a bad Indian.
Well, I'm doing the best I can.
We're supposed to show a little fight.
Well, I've been saying bang, bang, but you guys won't fall down.
You've been missing us.
Indian, have you any last words?
Yeah, me quit.
You can't quit, Pop.
David, this is the third time you've captured me, and it's the third time I've been sentenced to be shot, and I quit.
Don't quit now, Pop. Let us capture you once more, like the first time when we tied you up.
Well, okay, just once more, though. We Indians have other things to do. This afternoon, I have to pose for a new nickel.
You get the last two, Ricky. I'll hide here behind this cactus bush.
Which cactus bush?
This one here, with the yellow lampshade on it.
Oh. You know, this time I think I'll surprise you guys and show a little fight. I think it's about time the Indian tied up two rather short cowboys.
That's what I've been saying, Pop. You've been making it too easy. You get him from that side, Ricky. I'll get him from this side.
Grab his feet, David.
Pull the lasso.
No, you don't.
Get the rope.
A little different this time, isn't it? How do you like this?
You sure are strong, Pop.
You can really fight when you want.
Thanks, boys. Now untie me and let me up.
That's it. Now you can get up, Pop.
Yeah.
Watch your foot.
Oh, holy smokes.
You really busted it, Pop.
What was that?
Nothing, Harriet. Nothing serious.
I'll see you later, Pop. Come on, Ricky. Ricky?
He's already gone.
Oh, Ozzie, for goodness sakes, my antique vase.
Well, I couldn't help it. I bumped into it accidentally. Besides, antiques are supposed to look old. Certainly looks much older now.
The whole living room looks older.
Well, suppose it does look a little disorderly now and then. After all, it's a home. People live here.
That's no reason for it to be messed up all the time.
It isn't. Do you know anybody's home that looks nicer than ours?
Yes, I do. Mrs. Richardson's, for one. Her place looks absolutely immaculate all the time.
Well, she doesn't have any children to mess the place up. Don't forget, we have two.
We have three. Here, pick up your Indian hat, Tonto.
Let's take a short break on the Ozzie and Harriet Show, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
In the market for a next-level Windows 10 laptop, look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from ASUS. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity, featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the ASUS ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand new tilt quilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit ASUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
And now back to the housekeeping episode with Ozzie and Harriet on When Radio Was.
Hello, Mrs. Nelson.
Oh, Mr. Richardson, come in.
Thank you.
I hope you'll excuse the appearance of this living room. The boys have just finished a game of cowboys and Indians.
Oh, forget it. As a matter of fact, it...
Oh, Mr. Richardson. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Oh, I don't know who could have put that footstool there. Let me help you up. I hope you didn't hurt yourself.
Oh, not at all. Please think nothing of it, Mrs. Nelson.
I have a chair, won't you?
Yeah, thank you, but I really can't stay. I just stopped by with this issue of Good Housekeeping. Mrs. Richardson said there was an article in it you wanted to read.
Oh, thanks very much, but I could have picked it up.
It was right on the way. I have to go to the store and get Mrs. Richardson some scouring powder.
Well, I have a can of it she can have.
We buy it by the case.
Your wife is such a wonderful housekeeper. I do envy her so. Your house always looks so immaculate.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
What a pleasure it must be to live in a house like that.
Yes, Mrs. Richardson enjoys it very much. She used to be a bacteriologist, you know.
Oh, please sit down. You can stay for a few minutes, can't you?
All right, I will.
Oh, my goodness. I guess one of the boys left his pencil box on the chair. I'm so sorry, Mr. Richard.
No. Quite all right. Been a long time since I've sat on the pencil box.
I wish I'd known you were stopping by. I could have at least given the house a quick going over.
Oh, really, Mrs. Nelson? It looks wonderful. Very comfortable.
Well, we have two youngsters, and you know how boys are about keeping things orderly.
May I ask you a very direct question, Mrs. Nelson?
Of course.
Well, you've seen my wife at various social affairs. How does she look without a dust cap?
She looks fine, Mr. Richardson. She doesn't spend that much time cleaning the house, does she?
Mrs. Nelson, I love my wife. She's a wonderful woman. We've been married now for 10 years. 10 spotless antiseptic years. But living in our house is like living in the operating room of a hospital. Would you mind awfully if I smoke my pipe?
Oh, of course not. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're very kind. Been a long time since I've smoked in the house. What a wonderful day. Tripped over a footstool, sat on a pencil box. Now I'm smoking my pipe.
Why don't you put your feet up on the hassock? Make a day of it.
Thank you. Am I keeping you from anything, Mrs. Nelson?
Oh, nothing important. I just have to wash the dishes a little later. The sink's full of them.
Dirty dishes. Could I see them?
Oh, now you're kidding, Mr. Richardson.
Perhaps a little. But I do mean this, every word of it. Don't ever change anything about this house, Mrs. Nelson. It's perfect.
Hello, Oz.
Oh, hiya, Thorny.
Oz, you're just the man I've been waiting for. I have a present for you.
Present for me?
Yes, sir. I've been cleaning up the yard, and I came across an old boiler, and it's yours.
Oh, well, thank you, Thorny, but I really have no use for an old boiler.
Neither have I. Oh, you like it, Oz. It's rusty. Makes the water nice and red. Gives you a ruddy complexion.
I bet I can guess what happened at your house. Catherine pushed you outside to clean up the yard.
What a ridiculous idea.
Oh, the same thing at our house. Harriet's on a cleanup campaign, too. She just practically drove me out of the house. Gave me a big lecture about keeping things neat and tight.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think she's right.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not, Oz. I really mean it. Just think of all the things a woman has to do around the house. The least we men can do is cooperate. Try to make her job a little easier.
Well, maybe you're right, Thorny.
Well, of course I am. Matter of fact, until you started talking about it, I never realized what a wonderful job Catherine does around our house. You know something, Oz? I'm going in the house and tell Catherine to stop this grind and get out for a little fun. I'll see you later. Oh.
What's the matter, Thorny?
I just remembered Catherine's not home. She's out playing bridge someplace.
Hi, Pa.
Hi, Pa.
Hello, boys. Ricky, are those your books on the hall stairs?
Yes, they are.
Well, take them upstairs, will you, please?
Okay.
As a matter of fact, fellas, from now on, we're going to be a little more careful about keeping things neat around here. I just went upstairs, and there was a towel lying right in the middle of the bathroom floor. Somebody just thrown it down.
Wasn't me, Pa.
Wasn't me. I haven't washed my hands for a couple of days.
I'm going to start making some new rules around here. No more lounging on the sofa with our feet propped up on a chair. No more throwing banana peels in the fireplace. No more rope twirling in here. And no more pillow fights in the bedroom.
Is this how it is when you're in jail, Pop?
No, Ricky, this is how it is when you're part of a well-organized family. We're going to help your mother keep our house well-organized. No more sliding down the banister and no more shooting firecrackers in the cellar.
Holy smokes!
Look at this living room. You guys have been home about an hour and it looks like a mess. Let's start in right now by straightening up this room. Come on, we'll make a game of it.
Okay, come on, David. I'll be off along Cassidy and Pop's a cattle thief.
No, not this time. I have a better game in mind. Let's make believe we're the Nelson Cleanup Commandos. I'll be the captain, and you guys will be my troops.
You don't have to do that, Pop.
Well, I just thought the idea of the game would make it easier for you guys to live up to. Be a lot of fun, you and Ricky being the troops.
You don't have to make it a game, Pop.
Attention!
Pop, we said you don't
David,
have to...
did I give you an argument when you wanted to be cowboys? Now, let's go. Attention!
And that was the first half of Housekeeping, an Ozzie and Harriet episode from February 6, 1949. At the time, the Nelson boys, David and Ricky, were played by actors. But just 2 weeks after that broadcast, Ozzie would finally relent, and he let the boys play themselves on radio. My question is this. Can you name the two young actors we just heard as the Nelson sons? I'll have the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this.
Swing and sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 doo-wop hits. A 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more. Get 100 doo-wop hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP33. Act now. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes! Holmes, it can't be!
But it is, Watson. Beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Check It Out show because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit. That's N-E-X-I-T. Or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser. That's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Check It Out Minute.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, I was talking about the radio version of Ozzy and Harriet. I mentioned that in late February of 1949, the couple's sons, David and Ricky, began playing themselves on radio. Prior to that, in the episode we just featured, for example, the roles were handled by young actors. They were Tommy Bernard as David and Henry Blair as Ricky. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around, but be sure to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.